is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Deadly new violence. Jolts, Iraq. Miami bound.
The Bears mouth the field. They're going to the Super Bowl.
To meet the Colts.
The largest comeback ever.
McCartney divorce settlement.
We can work it out. We can work it out.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the week is off to an especially bloody beginning in Iraq. Two bombs detonated within seconds of each other in a mainly Shiite area of Baghdad have left at least 72 people dead. More than 130 others are wounded. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick is in the Iraqi capital with more on efforts to quell the violence.
U.S. military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garber says operations are ongoing in Baghdad to clean areas and confiscate weapons. But despite today's gun battles in central Baghdad, an Iraqi defense ministry spokesman says the Baghdad crackdown has not begun. In northern Baghdad, residents of one neighborhood said Iraqi soldiers had set up checkpoints following several nights of shooting. They also reported seeing armored striker vehicles. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
Well, the fighting follows one of the deadliest weekends of the war for Americans, and all 27 U.S. troops were killed. Let's go live to the White House this morning and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, it's likely the war will be one important part of President Bush's State of the Union address tomorrow night.
Of course, Nick, he'll certainly use the most important speech of the year to elaborate on his decision to send more troops and to again link the war to domestic security. But in his first speech to a Democratic-controlled Congress, Mr. Bush will also seek common ground on immigration, health care, and the environment. He'll say the U.S. can innovate its way out of energy and environmental challenges. Today, an unusual coalition of business and environmental groups will join forces on the issue. Francis Beinecke is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
We see this as a major breakthrough. Companies across America have joined together calling for specific emission reduction targets.
But the administration remains firmly opposed to mandatory caps on carbon dioxide emissions. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, the run for the White House is getting more crowded. New York Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton made her expected announcement on Saturday. Ditto Kansas Senator Sam Brownback, the newest name on the Republican list.
I've put forward a series of ideas on how we can grow the economy, things we can create more opportunities, how we rebuild families, renew the culture.
Yesterday, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson jumped into the Democratic fray, and he likes his chances.
I'm a governor. Governors have good records in being elected presidents.
Both men appeared on ABC's This Week. Well, the matchups are set. Jubilation in Chicago.
It was freaking awesome. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Like a dream come true. You think about it, but you can't believe you're really here watching it happen, and it sure happened today.
Matched by Delirium in Indianapolis.
Super Bowl, baby. I'll see you in Miami, baby. I'll see you in Miami. We've been waiting for this moment, and I love it.
The Colts earned their trip to the big game with a stunning come-from-behind 38-34 win over the New England Patriots. Earlier, the Bears whipped New Orleans 39, making Lovie Smith the first African-American head coach to earn a Super Bowl berth.
I feel blessed to be in that position.
The Colts' Tony Dungy is also black, setting up a history-making Super Bowl 41. For Sir Paul McCartney, as CBS News correspondent Bill Vitka tells us, parting may not be sweet, but it is expensive sorrow.
You never give me your money.
It's more than pocket change that Heather Mills will come away with in the divorce settlement with estranged husband Paul McCartney. News of the World says she gets about $62 million. The Daily Telegraph says at least $80 million. Paul is reported to have offered cash and property to keep their acrimonious breakup out of court. If it is $80 million, the deal means Heather will get more than $2,500 for each hour of their four-year marriage.
In the middle of negotiations, you break down.
Bill Fitka, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Well, the snow is finally moving out of Colorado this morning, leaving behind 3 to 6 inches across much of the Front Range and more in the eastern plains and mountains. Travel conditions are slowly improving. I-70 from Denver to once again after blizzard conditions forced officials to close it yesterday.
Because of the drifting snow and the snowfall itself, it seems that the eastern plains did get the worst of it. But again, it's nothing like we had seen, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. But it was certainly enough that we had to close it for a while.
Chain restrictions are up for commercial vehicles on several of the mountain passes, and the morning commute in the metro area could still be pretty dicey. The plows are out, but the streets will remain white and icy, and cold temperatures will slow down the cleaning process.
When you head off to work, sunny, icy spots on the roads, especially overpasses and bridges. 13 at 8 o'clock will be in the 20s by 10 a.m.
Meteorologist Marty Coniglio says we'll get above freezing for the next couple of days. As this year's legislative session kicks into high gear, immigration appears to be a contentious issue between Republicans and Democrats once again. The Dems, who control the State House, Senate, and Governor's Office, say they'll focus on reviewing the extensive package of immigration legislation they passed last year. Critics say those laws had unintended consequences. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Well, no surprises. It's going to be a tough ride. Freeways have been plowed, but you still have very poor lane recognition, extremely treacherous conditions, so you want to really slow it down and take it easy. We've got wrecks starting to pour in, including one southbound 25 at the Thornton Parkway. So that stretch from 104th to 84th is at a crawl right now, trying to get out of the Thornton North Glen area. Eastbound I-76 at Sheridan. Westbound 76, your off-ramp to 88th, and one on I-25 right near Lincoln Avenue. Chains are required for all commercial vehicles on I-25 as you head south out of the city from Lincoln Avenue to Monument Hill in Douglas County. The only good news, I-70 back open at Air Park. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Energy Honda team, I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Wash them. It's not an energy star rating.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on. Someone's home.
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait for me.
Brought to you by the Alliance for the Government of Energy and the Ad Council.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day. Temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail. A chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out. A chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Switch to TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer.
The Osgood File, January 22nd, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Six 11 minutes after 6, mostly sunny today and a high right at freezing, 32. May the road rise with you. May the sun rise and may it get to be 60 or 65 degrees and get rid of this crap.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound throughway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout. And that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Like this, where we've had steady snow for months straight, like every week. And this much, I got a foot in Highlands Ranch, you know, between 8 inches and a foot yesterday. I mean, that's, you know, accumulation of like 6 feet of snow in a month. It's ridiculous. I haven't seen a winter like this ever.
Boy.
Here in Colorado.
Yeah, this is my, second time here.
How long were you here the first time?
3-4 years, maybe. And I don't remember it ever being that way. I remember one Saturday, maybe, that it snowed like 22 inches. But I don't ever remember it being this. I remember it snowing, but it'd be gone in a couple of days.
Yeah, the 8 years I've been here, that seemed to be the winter.
And now you got all this ice that's freezing on the roads, on the side streets and stuff in Denver, and you got, you know, ruts that are, and it's like driving around in, you know, dirt roads. It's weird, and it just keeps coming. Now, the forecast for this for the week at least doesn't talk about any snow at all. None. All the way up until Sunday, no snow, no warm temperatures. Highest will be 44, 41 on Saturday. Might catch 36 on Sunday. But there's no snow in the forecast.
Yeah, but again, with it not getting that high, like I said, I've got like a foot of ice in my driveway. I haven't gotten down my driveway in a month. It's got to get higher than 46 to get rid of that stuff.
Well, what we need is 3 or 4 days where it's 65 or 70.
Yeah.
To blast out all this stuff.
Seems like that's happened in the past.
Yeah, it does.
Years.
But it's not happening now. All right. So we're just kind of poking our big toe into cold water here. Anybody or slippery ice? Anybody out there have the same feeling we do that we're like sick of all of this? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. And if you don't want to get off your half moons and comment on this, we got other important stuff coming up this morning. But this is something that universally affects us all. And when Gina talks about poor lane recognition, she's not kidding. Some of those, you know, you don't know what lane you're in on I-25.
You know, it wasn't bad coming down the Boulder Turnpike and I-25 until I got south of Denver. That's when it really started getting
hairy. Yeah. So if anybody is sick of it out there and would like to gripe about the weather and start Monday, the week off, on a very positive note.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica. The world of international ballet has come to Denver.
The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Why do Office Solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Get to Elevation Outfitters now through February 1st and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from the North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The end of season sale is here, and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to 4 real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Stevie Ray, a little cold shot. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
There's snow, and you got guys whipping down the interstate, and you're right, they're doing 70, 75 miles an hour. God forbid if they have to make a sudden, you know, hit the brakes because somebody cuts them off or they get up behind some kind of a, you know, a slower vehicle or they get into some kind of a crunch, they're going to roll those suckers, those cars.
The sad part of it is, too, is I see a lot of truckers, you know, driving away too fast because they don't make money unless they get there. So when you're getting in snow, I mean, I saw some trucks coming up, you know, the interstate, even in New Mexico, where they're just barreling, and if they even have to try to stop, it'll take them a half mile to even slow down.
Yeah.
And it's kind of bad because people that are trying to be cautious, it puts them in such mortal danger.
Yeah, it really does. Driving out there can really really get hairy. So have you had enough of this, man?
Well, I've had enough of it because, you know, the thing of it is, you know, if it hadn't been for some personal circumstances, my wife and I would have been using our time because we'd have still been in Arizona or California. I can see why everybody wants to move down there.
Yeah, exactly, because you don't have to deal with this. Of course, then again, you know, you go to Phoenix, and it's nice this time of the year, but unless you like really hot weather, which I happen to like, but unless you like really hot weather, then it's like 115 there in the summertime.
Oh, I know. Well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know, but it's just, yeah, I'm sick of the weather. I'm more sick of the people just being so irresponsible and putting everybody else in danger is trying to be cautious.
All right, everybody, straighten up out there when you're driving. Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Mary in Denver. Mary, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's
Hello?
Up? Yeah.
Hi. You know, I'm not sick of the weather. I'm sick of all you weather whiners.
Oh, really?
Come on now.
Hey, man, you know what?
This is beautiful.
What's beautiful about it? You get out at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we'll see how beautiful you think it is.
Well, me and my dogs got out at 8 o'clock yesterday morning.
We walked for
about an hour. It was gorgeous.
Oh, my heart bleeds for you at 8 o'clock in the morning. Why don't you get your fat half moons out at like 4 o'clock in the morning when it's like zero outside or one, and you got to get all that snow off your car. And
okay, hey, peace, brother. Peace, brother. with all this weather, next Saturday is the big Pista walk in D.C., and we're trying to get a big one going here at noon at the Capitol Saturday.
Well, good luck. I don't think it's supposed to snow next
everybody
week.
Everybody bundle up and be out there. Show us. We got to show our numbers.
It may be cold, but I don't think it's going to snow.
Well, just do what you got to do. I always think, what are the soldiers going through, you know?
What time is that?
12 o'clock.
All right,
Saturday.
We'll be there.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you.
All right, bye.
Okay, I'm a weather whiner. Is that what it is? So I'm whining over the weather? Well, I don't listen to that guy on AM 760. There's all these important things going on in the world, and what is he doing? He's spending the first half hour of his show whining about the weather. I have a seasonal defective disorder, whatever it is. If my pituitary gland doesn't get enough sunshine, then I have a tendency to get depressed. Now, I think what it amounts to, here's what it amounts to. All of us that are whining about the weather, we all have extracurricular activities that we want to engage in that are not snow related. Now, if you're a skier, a snowboarder, this is beautiful, right? This is a great winter for you. But what about the rest of us who have things we want to do that doesn't have anything to do with snow? We want to get out and play golf. I marvel at the people who I see jogging and running in this weather, especially along the sides of the roads where it's still icy. I mean, aren't you asking for trouble there? And all the sidewalks are not cleaned off either. My poor postwoman took a tumble here last week. But all of us want to do extracurricular activities that have nothing to do with snow. So maybe that's why we're whining. And the other thing is cold weather. I don't mind some cold weather, but consistent cold weather gets to be a drag. Just think, we could all be living in Florida right now and it'd be 80 degrees. Well, not at this time of the morning, but it would be later on in the day. But, you know, no place beats Colorado. That's the truth. And no place beats the Front Range, even though this is an unusual kind of strange winter. I just wish that it would hurry up and change. And then we have the heaviest snow month left yet we haven't even faced, which is March, right? That's when we usually get the majority of our snow. All right. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk a little bit about the weather. And also, coming up, we're going to talk about, well, you know it's the A story. I mean, it's the big story nationally. And that is that Hillary Clinton is running. And we have talked about her seeking this nomination for the last 2 years. And I've got some poll numbers on her. And I've got some poll numbers on Barack Obama. And we'll talk about that coming up. And we've got a whole lot more, too. So stick around. 303-713-7600. You can IM us at am760.net and stream us there as well. 631, let's take a look at hazardous traffic out there with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, no big surprise. We have wrecks all over the place. Traffic at a standstill. Southbound 25 through the Thornton North Glen area. I have a couple of wrecks. A multi-car at I-76. It's in your left lane. And a two-car right at the turnpike on the right shoulder. I-76 eastbound at Sheridan. Westbound 76, your off-ramp to 88. Reported to be very icy through there. I-25 affected northbound at Lincoln Avenue and southbound at I-76. Now, CDOT did a great job. The roads seem pretty good in areas, but you don't want to be deceived. We have lots of areas of black ice. You want to slow it down. Give yourself lots of extra time this morning. Weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 32. Right now, clear and 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, February 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. Free health screenings and much more.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to SkiFreeDeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Okay, here's something none of you will get. Who did that song originally, I Can Help? Anybody? Any takers? Nobody?
Sam Sham and the Pharaohs.
No. Old man?
Old man! Old man!
Got any ideas?
No.
Should I give the answer away or should I forget it and just move on?
Give the answer. No, you can't leave people hanging.
All right, that song originally was done by Billy Swan, who was an organist for Kris Kristofferson, and was recorded on the Monument label. Thank you very much, Jay. Only I would know that because I played that song a gazillion and a million times. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important message from the mortgage store. When they told you it was a limited-time offer, they meant it. The mortgage store fully funded their $25 million six-month payment freedom campaign. And the good news is that you can still get 5.75%, 5.99 APR, 30-year fixed rate with no payments until March. Just think, when it's warm, that's when you'll have to start thinking about payments, or when it's snowy, depending on how this kooky weather goes. A quarter of homeowners with an ARM aren't sure they can make their payment if rates go up, and you need to get rid of those high credit cards, too. So stop worrying and take action now. Take advantage of low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills for one new low payment. The mortgage store will show you how you can save hundreds of dollars a month and a whole lot more. The mortgage store is a direct lender, an Inc. 500 company, so you know you can trust them. When you call the mortgage store, you're dealing with experts and they make it easy. The only thing that's easier than getting a new loan
from the mortgage store is remembering the phone number. And it's 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store, the guaranteed pros.
Wake up to huge savings from Comcast. For 7 days only, get Comcast Digital Voice home phone service for just $24.99 a month for 6 months. That's right, only $24.99 per month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Hang up on Quest and save over 20% on your home phone service. Comcast Digital Voice includes all the features you expect and more, including call waiting, call blocking, caller ID, and online access to your voicemail. Plus, with unlimited local and nationwide long distance, you can talk to anyone in the U.S. and Canada for as long as you want without ever checking the clock. Wake up and get ready to save. Call 1-800-COMCAST by Saturday and get Comcast Digital Voice for only $24.99 a month for 6 months. Offer expires January 27, 2007. After 6 months, regular monthly rate applies. Offer does not include equipment, installation, taxes, or fees. Saving comparison based on Quest Home Choice Plus with Quest Unlimited. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for complete details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:30, 6 minutes past the hour. High today 32 under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin and the rest of us here, John M. and John Turk. All right, let's get into what turned out to be the big story over the weekend. Something that we've been debating on this radio station now, coming and going for almost 2 years, and that's Hillary Clinton. And she has decided to get into the race. She made this video announcement, released it on her website, which is, you know, the big thing now. Barack Obama did his there, too. And more people are turning to the Internet. And here's what she had to say Saturday.
I announced today that I'm forming a presidential exploratory committee. I'm not just starting a campaign, though. I'm beginning a conversation with you, with America, because we all need to be part of the discussion if we're all going to be part of the solution. And all of us have to be part of the solution. Let's talk about how to bring the right end to the war in Iraq and to restore respect for America around the world. How to make us energy independent and free of foreign oil. How to end the deficits that threaten Social Security and Medicare. And let's definitely talk about how every American can have quality, affordable health care. You know, after 6 years of George Bush, it is time to renew the promise of America, our basic bargain, that no matter who you are or where you live, if you work hard and play by the rules, you can build a good life for yourself and your family. I grew up in a middle-class family in the middle of America, and we believed in that promise. I still do. I've spent my entire life trying to make good on it, whether it was fighting for women's basic rights or children's basic health care, protecting our Social Security or protecting our soldiers. It's a kind of basic bargain, and we've got to keep up our end. So let's talk. Let's chat. Let's start a dialogue about your ideas and mine, because the conversation in Washington has been just a little one-sided lately, don't you think? And we can all see how well that works. And while I can't visit everyone's living room, I can try. And with a little help from modern technology, I'll be holding live online video chats this week starting Monday. So let the conversation begin. I have a feeling it's going to be very interesting.
All right, reactions to that? To me, I hate to say this about her. I'm sorry. Let's chat. Let's have a dialogue. She's already got all this stuff. She's already got all these positions staked out.
It kind of looked like she was appearing on Oprah, you know? I mean,
well, there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
No,
but it's just like, I get, you know, it's just like your BS meter goes off.
Yeah.
Okay, you feel like, okay, bong, lead bell. Okay, she's trying to slide something by us. Now, 303-713-7600. Anybody else want to chime in on this? And then let me give you some other information about Hillary here. First of all, tomorrow night is the State of the Union address. And there's a poll out this morning. Americans seem to sour on the State of the Union in advance of President Bush's address on the subject. The poll finds
that the country, that a large majority of the country believes that that America's on the wrong track. That's a complete flip from 5 years ago. Most people are also not confident that Bush and the Democrats, who now control Congress and share responsibility for running the country, can work together to solve the problems. This is according to an Associated Press AOL news poll. At the same time, Americans see the president as likable, decisive, and strong, but also stubborn, and his honesty quotient is down. No wonder. Way down. So he's got the State of the Union address coming up. Now, Hillary, here's the latest Zogby poll for New Hampshire, which, of course, will be the first important primary of the Democratic primary of the season, and they'll also have one for the Republicans. In the New Hampshire Zogby poll, Barack Obama holds a slight edge over Clinton and Edwards in a tight Democratic battle, while Arizona Senator McCain leads in what is, at least for now, a two-man GOP race. In Zogby's Road to New Hampshire polling packages, they find that Barack Obama, first-term senator, who rocketed to national stardom after the Democratic National Convention in Boston, enjoys support from 23% of the Granite State Democrats. Tied close behind are New York Senator Hillary Clinton and former North Carolina Senator John Edwards, each with 19 points. No one is even close. The Washington Post shows Hillary with, what, about 41 and Obama 17?
17, right.
Yeah. Senator Hillary Clinton holds a narrow lead over Senator John McCain, by the way, too, in a Sunday Washington poll post poll taken before the New York Democrat threw a hat in the ring. New York's Clinton was favored 41% Clinton was ahead like 48 and McCain had like 47.
Don't you think kind of the luster is off of John McCain, the straight talk express and all?
Yeah, I think it is kind of. I really think it is. But right now, the big three in the Democratic race are Hillary, Obama, and Edwards.
Think Edwards could wind up being a spoiler in this?
I don't know. Question here for everybody is, who do you think wins out of the three? Early on predictions, who do you think is going to go all the way? I think it has to do with how much money they can raise.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't understand why Hillary has such an early lead. Is that name recognition?
Yeah, I think it's name recognition.
Because
yeah.
I don't want her to run.
Because she's got almost 100% name recognition, but her negatives are up there in the upper 40s, I believe. So, you know, there's almost half the public out there. They know who she is, and they don't like her.
All right. Hillary versus Obama versus Edwards. Who do you choose?
Obama.
I go for Obama also. 303-713-7600, four lines open. Hillary is in the race now. She's formed an exploratory committee. Of the three, Hillary, Obama, who is yet to announce but will, I believe later this month or early next month, and John Edwards, the vice presidential nominee last time around. Oh, and I forgot Bill Richardson has also thrown his hat into the ring, too.
Yeah,
I like Bill Richardson a lot.
I do, too. He announced on his website as...
And we're going to try to get him on here this week. I like him a lot. I like Bill Richardson a lot, and I had forgotten about him. Okay, so you got Vilsack out there, and you've got a lot of other people out there. But they don't get the recognition. Even Richardson, I believe, comes in with like 1%. Doesn't get the recognition that Hillary, Obama, and Edwards get. Biden is out there, Vilsack. And I guess it wouldn't be fair to limit it down to those three. So you can choose anybody you want at this point. Anybody who's in, you can choose. But I'm still going to stick with Obama. You going to stick with Obama?
I'm going to stick with Obama, even though that I was reading yesterday in the New York Times, they're talking about each candidate, at least he and Clinton, going to have to raise $75 million this year. This year?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just staggering.
She's got 30. He's got 1.23, I believe.
Yeah. What's the story of that? Because you're saying she's got 30. And
she's got 30 left over from her senatorial campaign, okay, which she can use. And he's got 1.23 left over in his.
Because the number I was hearing thrown around for her was 14. And I'm going, no, that just...
No, I believe it's 30. I could be wrong. Because she did give some money away during the November election cycle.
Oh, that's right.
So I could be totally wrong about that, but I believe she leads him in fundraising and organization. Of course, he's just getting cranked up.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you how worried the right is about Obama. We've got two talk show hosts on another station here who were engaging in the ludicrous topic on Friday, I believe it was, that Barack Obama had attended a Muslim school in Indonesia when he was a kid, you know, 10, 11. And would you want a guy who had been to a Muslim school as your president? Now, you know, reaching back to 10 to 11 years old. Now, all right, how many of you did things at 10 or 11 years old that you wouldn't want to come forward and you wouldn't want to admit to now?
Well, most of what I did when I was 10, 11 years old was what my parents made me do.
No, not me. I stuck my hand up Sally's dress when I was like 10 or 11. Suppose that came out if I were running for the presidency. All right, we'll take your calls coming up on this Hillary versus Obama versus Richardson versus Edwards versus Et al. 303-713-7600. Hillary is in the race. Your opinion about Miss Clinton or Mrs. Clinton and how you think she'll do. And I say it again, I like her, but I wish she wouldn't run. Let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
Well, Jay, it's still a very difficult drive. We expect the problems to keep rolling in. Folks going way too fast for the conditions. We have multiple wrecks around the metro area, including this huge jam-up we have on southbound I-25 from 104th down to I-76. That's due to a couple of separate collisions. Northbound I-25 south of Lincoln Avenue had a spin-out collision there. Southbound I-25 at I-76. Eastbound I-76 at Sheridan. And westbound I-76 at 88th, just to name a few. Still too tough to see what lane you're in many areas. Side streets are a mess. You want to expect double and triple the travel time in some areas. Right now, no highway closures in the city, but State Highway 86 remains off limits from Kiowa to I-70. I-70 was shut down into the Eastern Plains yesterday. It's back open at Air Park. Weather today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 32. Right now, clear and 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Sylvan can help your child improve in math, from fractions and multiplication to algebra, geometry, and more. To help your child master any level of math, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
The Democrats are coming to Denver in 08.
Yeah!
And AM760 is your station with the latest information for the 2008 Democratic National Convention in Denver. Stay up to date with AM760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
647, it's 47 minutes past the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important message from the Mortgage Store. When they told you that it was a limited-time offer, you know, they meant it. And the Mortgage Store fully funded their $25 million six-month payment freedom campaign. And the good news is you can still get that 5.75%, 5.99 APR, 30-year fixed rate with no payments until March. A quarter of homeowners with an ARM aren't sure they can make their payment if rates go up. And you need to get rid of those high credit card rates, too, as well. So stop sitting there, you know, being underneath the economic microscope and suffering the pressure. Take action now. Take advantage of these low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills for one new low payment. The Mortgage Store will show you how you can save hundreds of dollars a month or more. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender. They're an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust them. And when you call the Mortgage Store, you're dealing with experts, and they make it easy, too. The only thing easier than getting a new loan from the Mortgage Store is remembering their phone number, and I'll give it to you so you make sure you remember it. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
It's a cold and hazy December morning in 1961. Just outside of Greeley, a school bus with 36 children rolls past the rural farmlands. At a diagonal train crossing, the bus slows, then stops. The 23-year-old bus driver looks back, this time through frosted windows, then pulls forward. From seemingly nowhere, a train, running behind schedule, slams into the side of the bus, tearing it in half. It was a typical morning, tragically shattered in an instant. Read the true story of the crossing in the Rocky Mountain News, an exclusive 33-day series that tells of Colorado's worst traffic accident, the 16 surviving children, the driver, and how this tragedy altered their lives forever. Read The Crossing and discover the Rockies' unmatched ability to tell the stories that affect the people of Colorado. Subscribe now for as little as a dollar a week by calling 303-892-NEWS or at RockyMountainNews.com. The Rocky Mountain News, closer to home.
Your lean, mean, progressive machine. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm worried about the future of our country, and I want to help put it back on the right course.
Here's Hillary, who has thrown her hat into the ring at 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 32. So you got Hillary, you got Barack Obama, you got Richardson, you got Vilsack, you got Edwards, you got all these folks. Biden, who hasn't officially, some of these people have not officially declared. But between, but it's really between Obama and Hillary at this particular point. Who do you choose? Let's go to Mark in Littleton. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
Oh, doing very well and very happy that Bill Richardson announced.
Yeah, you like him? I like him, too. I really do, but I'm going to support Obama.
Yeah, I grew up in New Mexico, so I've followed his career for a long time, and oh, my goodness, he's good.
But he's only got, like, 1%. I mean, a lot of people don't know who he is.
Yeah, I understand that, but, I mean, you also look at, you know, we got a long ways to go, and he's got, you know, some sense of recognition in the right circles. You just type in Bill Richardson for president, you wouldn't believe a month ago how many websites were up already trying to get him going.
Yeah. He's good. Do you think with the time left, do you think he can marshal the money to make it happen?
I think he could. You know, what I'm seeing happening is Hillary and Barack just beating the snot out of each other, and then hopefully, you know, people like Richardson and Edwards will just sit back and let them do the damage to each other while they move ahead.
What about Bill Richardson as a vice presidential candidate?
Yeah, that would be very good, too. That would be wonderful. I mean, you look at the guy's resume, how could you not want him up there somewhere?
He's an extremely smart and capable guy. He just doesn't have the name recognition that the other two have. And when you have a tremendous amount of name recognition, then you have a tremendous amount of money raising power.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I keep thinking about what happened to Howard Dean in 04 and what he could have done if the Dems hadn't have beaten him up in Iowa when he moved way ahead in the polls suddenly.
Yeah. You can raise a lot of money off the Internet, too. There's no question about that. That's the new medium.
Yes, it is.
All right, man. We'll see how Bill does.
Hey, and I hope you get him on this week. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Cool. All right, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, I'll see you later, Mark. You wanted to say?
Just that, you know, I think Richardson, you know, some of these second-tier candidates, maybe they're looking back at Bill Clinton, and they're thinking, well, here's a guy that came out of nowhere.
Well, Kerry was a second-tier candidate.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope springs eternal in the politician's breast.
What are you saying, John? All right, let's play this and we'll take some more calls. Here's Bill Richardson talking about what he stands for.
The next president must be able to get us out of Iraq, must be able to restore America's international standing. The next president must be able to make us energy independent, must be able to make schools better, to create jobs, to give the American people, every American, a fair shot at an economy right now that favors those that are most fortunate.
That sounds very attractive to me. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Al on 85. Al, what do you think?
Well, like the previous caller, I think Edwards and Richardson. That's where I'm tossed up at, and I'm leaning towards Richardson. The guy is a foreign policy genius, pretty much. He's gone eyeball to eyeball with the North Koreans. He's been the ambassador to the UN. Hillary, though, has got some nice lines on her resume, too. I mean, she was a staff attorney during the impeachment of Richard Nixon.
Yep, that's true.
But I think she was a Republican then.
You know, that I don't know. That I don't know if she was or she wasn't. I'll have to go ahead and check that out. And, of course, you know, Hillary Clinton, without saying it, can always infer it that if she needs foreign policy advice, she's got her husband to go to.
Now, on the Huff Post over the weekend, they were saying that she's trying to rebuild Bill's team, and a lot of them are split between Obama and Clinton.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, one of the people who falls into that category who says that maybe the answer to his dilemma is he's just not going to answer the phone is Rahm Emanuel.
Yes, I read that too.
So I don't know, but I find Richardson very, very, very attractive. But, see, I just don't. I like Hillary, but I don't want her to run.
Well, I think that's a little short now.
Yeah, I think I'm out of luck. Okay, how about this? I like her, and I'd love to see a woman president, but I don't want her to get the nomination.
You know, we're a year and a half away from the nomination, and a lot of things can happen.
Yeah. But don't you think there's too much polarization around her?
Yes, I do. You know, and I think the polarization really started with her when in 93, Bill appointed her to be the health insurance lead.
Yeah, I think you're right. And there is a lot of polarization around her, and that worries me that maybe she could get the primary but couldn't win in the general election. Al, thanks, man. Stay warm.
Okay, see you later.
All right. Let's go to Debbie in Arvada. Debbie, hi, you're on AM 760.
Well, hi. I'm on my way to school. I'm a social studies teacher, first-time caller, but this subject's got me so excited I had to call in. I think Hillary is way too polarizing. Like you just said, people love her or hate her. She's old politics, but I also am against a dynasty. Too much power in one family. You know, this is a republic. We got to have more people to choose from than to keep pulling the same old names out of a hat. But flipping channels between stations, that other station on Friday never mentioned that Obama was only 10 or 11 years old. They actually referred to it as having been in a seminary, made it seem like he was an adult studying to become an imam or something.
Yes, yes, in a madrasa, and, you know, and, okay, yeah.
They even said Hillary leaked the information.
Yeah, that's BS by those people over there. But you know what? They have to do that because they're scared of this guy.
Well, he is so inspiring, and I know you've had other callers say the same thing, but I haven't heard of my kids since Bob City either. That means speed, and I
All right, we're losing you on your cell phone. Deb, we love you. We love all teachers, and have a good day, and we'll talk to you again soon, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, you know, what she was saying about dynasties, Mary turned to me Friday night and said, you know, I'm sick of the Bushes, but I'm sick of the Clintons. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, I'm sick of these same people and the same families being involved all the time. And I think that that is a real, real good, legitimate point. How many of you look at that and think, not again? And I just, we got to try something new. That would be my pitch, and that would be my argument against Hillary, is that we have to get out and we have to try something new. And I think people, regardless of where they stand, independents, Democrats, and even conservatives, would love to have a shot at putting somebody in who is brand new. Okay. We'll take more of your calls on this coming up. We'll talk about it throughout the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. So if you're on the phone, hang on. If not, I got one line open at 303-713-7600 or imme at am760.net.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help. one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad, where two bombs ripped through a crowded shopping area today within seconds of one another. One in a parked car, the other a suicide car bomber. Iraqi police estimate more than 200 pounds of explosives were detonated. Ambulances rushed to the scene, but the death toll quickly rose to nearly 80. More than 150 others were wounded. The attacks came after a deadly weekend for U.S. forces. 27 troops died. But as more troops arrive here in the capital, a stepped-up security operation is expected soon. One gun battle in a neighborhood being cleared lasted for nearly an hour today. I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad with more CBS News. Here's Frank Settapani.
They may seem like a political odd couple, but big business and environmental groups are joining forces. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, why?
It's all about global warming, Frank. The business and environmental groups want limits on carbon dioxide emissions linked to climate change. Francis Beinecke with the Natural Resources Defense Council says this unusual coalition of green groups, utilities, and manufacturers is a breakthrough.
It's a major step forward and another signal on the momentum that's really being built around this issue.
Now, President Bush will discuss the environment in tomorrow's State of the Union speech, but he remains opposed to mandatory caps on greenhouse gas emissions. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer. Mayor, CBS News.
The search for an Elkhart, Indiana woman and her four children has spread to Chicago. Police Sergeant Brent Long says the woman's ex-boyfriend took her and the children after wounding her sister's boyfriend. He abandoned the getaway car and the woman's.
Both vehicles were recovered, but the whereabouts of the people, we have no idea right now.
Police say the woman and the children could be in extreme danger. The government is finally getting around to keeping tabs on freight trains that carry dangerous cargo. Live to CBS's Lou Miliano.
Frank, dangerous cargo amounts to over 1.5 million rail cars of hazardous stuff rolling through farmlands and cityscapes alike. The U.S. Naval Research Lab says an attack on one car could kill 100,000. Trying to avoid being routed hundreds of extra miles around cities, the railroads have agreed to reduce unguarded downtime in urban areas 25%. In about a month, the TSA will begin train spotting to see whether the railroads do it.
Where is it? The radioactive material that was lost when high water swept a pickup truck off a bridge in Pittsburgh County, Oklahoma. The search was suspended after dark last night. Well, they're good friends, and they're making football history together. The Bears' Lovie Smith and the Colts' Tony Dungy are the first black coaches to lead teams to the Super Bowl. Dungy's Colts beat the Patriots for the AFC title.
I could not be more proud of our guys.
Smith is the talk of Chicago. His Bears beat the Saints for the NFC crown.
Like a dream come true, you think about it, but you can't believe you're really here watching it happen.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership in 31807.
New on DVD.
Out of the 39,000 men and women who make up the United States Coast Guard, there are only 208 rescue swimmers.
No matter what happens out there, you stay together.
For these real heroes, the harder the sacrifice, the greater the reward.
I won't let go!
Kevin Costner, Ashton Kutcher, The Guardian, including an alternate ending. Own it on DVD and Blu-ray disc January 23rd. Bonus material not rated. Rated PG-13 for intense sequences of action, peril, brief strong language, and some sensuality.
Good morning, 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Travel conditions around the state slowly getting better after the fifth winter storm to rake the state brought snow and ice from the plains to the mountains. I-70 from Denver to Kansas open again after blizzard conditions forced officials to close it yesterday. Morning commute in the metro area could be dicey, but up in the high country...
Drop the chain laws up at the Eisenhower Tunnel. So that's a pretty good indicator, especially for guys driving the big rigs, that it will be improving in the high country.
And if you're traveling through the mountains, CDOT's warning you of extended delays this week as crews do work on the cliff sides along the highway. A new report says Colorado companies only attracted $500 million in venture capital last year. That sounds like a lot, but it's down nearly 32% from the $680 million brought in 2005. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We need to watch out for a new closure. Highway 36 shut down from Air Park Road to Last Chance. Turnpike is open but very slow between Boulder and the city. Looks like it's really jammed on the westbound side at Sheridan. State Highway 86 remains off limits from Kiowa to I-70. We have lots of city problems. Wrecks westbound C-470 at I-70. Northbound 25. A rollover at Castle Pines Parkway. Have another rollover southbound 25 at Colorado and having lots of issues on northbound 25 at Lincoln Avenue. Multiple wrecks, so please take it easy. Drive with caution. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 32. Currently clear and 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a brand new out-of-the-box 2007 Ford F-150 for just $13,900. That's right.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Rebate with purchase of Continental or General Tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 7:07. 7 minutes after 7. Mostly sunny. High today 32. You're going out. Bundle up. It's cold. And also be careful out there on the roads due to the snow. And earlier this morning, between 6 and 6:30, I was complaining about it. And you know what? I'm not the only one who complains about all this winter weather. Look at the headline on the Rocky this morning, which says, enough already. So it wasn't just me.
Yes.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin.
This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
For Dodd, and he, a senator from Connecticut, and he's also declared. But I don't think, you know, as much as he, his intentions are good, I don't think he has a chance.
I don't think any Northeast Democrat has got a chance.
And Bill Richardson is out there. But the question is, if Hillary were to go all the way, though, could she, you know, could she knock off a Mitt Romney or a John McCain or a Rudy Giuliani?
Republicans will never put up Giuliani.
No, he'll never make it because he can't get past the religious right.
Yeah, yeah. That's Sam Brownback country over there. I'm hoping Brownback wins.
Well, what about Brownback? I don't think he can win. I don't think he's got enough.
No, I'd love to see him get the Republican nomination. He's so far, he's to the right of Attila the Hun.
You're right. Who else is out there Republican-wise? I can't think of anybody else who's out there. We named everybody out there who's out there.
Chuck Hagel.
Well, he hasn't declared.
He hasn't declared, but he would be an interesting candidate for the Republicans. But again, I think the primary voters being so conservative, they wouldn't go for him.
Boy, did anybody see John McCain on Meet the Press yesterday? He was talking just crap about the war. I mean, stop lying. You know? Stop lying, not telling the truth.
They just keep doing that, you know, over and over.
Round and round and round. Enough is enough. All right, let's go to Bill Littleton. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Welcome back.
Thanks.
I was going to talk about the Democrats, but quickly on Brownback, he's the ideal VP candidate for the Republicans because he'll bring that vote along with him. But my point on senators is I don't think any sitting senator or someone just out of the Senate has a chance of winning a general election. No one's done it since Kennedy.
And, because of their voting record?
Because of the record. And they vote on these incredibly complicated bills with dozens or, you know, more amendments. And people say, hey, you voted against kids and puppies. Oh, no, that's not what the bill was about. But, yes, I did vote against kids and puppies because of the details that are buried in all these bills. You know, Nixon, hey, he was out of office 8 years, 16 years out of the Senate. Ford was elevated. Then you get into the governors, Carter, Reagan, Clinton, Bush 2. Bush 1 was a one-term congressman in the 60s from Houston. He had no voting record. And I don't think anybody with a voting record stands a chance, and I think that's why governors do so well. Because they look like executives, they have executive experience, but they don't have a voting record that people can hang around their neck.
Yeah, I think you got a hefty bag full of points there.
Yeah.
And if you go by that criteria, then our best shot would be Bill Richardson.
Or Vilsack from Iowa.
Right. But you know what? Bill Richardson's only got a 1% recognition factor. And he's a long shot, and Hillary's sitting there with, what, 41%, according to the Washington Post. Why are people so sold on her?
Well, I think there's a core Democratic constituency, and maybe you would call it the old left or the old Democrats, that see Hillary as somebody who will carry that banner. But again, the negatives are so high that it'd be a 49-50 type of vote.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
You know, the negatives are there, and the negatives are high enough that people who might stay at home would go out and vote just to vote against her.
Do you think she could make it in a general election?
No.
See, I don't either.
I think she'd have a very good shot in the primaries because primaries tend to draw committed the people who are committed to the process in the party on all sides.
Right. You're absolutely right about that. The base.
So, but in the general election, no. But and again, when it comes to you voted for this, you voted for that, here's your position, governors are ideal for that. And I think that's why we've seen, five or six, you know, at least five governors out of the last six presidents.
Yeah.
And we're not talking huge states here, except for Reagan. You know, we're talking Arkansas, we're talking Georgia, Texas, big state, yes, weak governor in a big state. So there's a lot to be said for having that state executive experience and not being stuck with a voting record in the Senate or the Congress.
Well, I'd love to see a woman become president in the United States, but
there's a lot of women governors out there now, too, more than there have been ever before.
Yeah, I just hope somebody can stop her. Bill, thank you, man. Great call.
All right, you bet.
All right. Bye. Let's go to Skip on 285. Skip, go ahead, man. You're on.
Hey, good morning, Jay. It's nice to have you back, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I'm just I am just calling in to just let you know that I think Barack Obama's the ticket. I've watched this guy numerous times on C-SPAN, in Senate hearings. This guy is very contemplative. He's very calm. He's not. I'm sorry. I think Hillary's internet thing, it sounded horribly canned, rhetorical. I've had enough of rhetoric. And Barack Obama just has such an intelligent insight on a lot of our problems. And boy, I just don't want people playing that Trump card. Well, he's got no experience. Well, you know, Kennedy had no experience. And
well, Bush had no experience either.
Oh yeah, and look what he's done. So, you know, my goodness. But I just wanted to call and say good morning to you. This is your fireman friend. I think we talked a few months ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And listen to your show all the time, and I was on a snail's pace coming down 285. The snow's so bad up there.
I know, it sucks.
But at any rate, just wanted to say, go Barack. Let's have him.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Take care, my friend.
You got it. Be safe. Two lines open, 303-713-7600. I still think that, and I should have asked Skip this, and I didn't ask him this. I think the question to ask is if Hillary gets it, can she win in a general election? I don't think she can.
No.
I think we're in trouble.
But
she gets it.
Skip's comment about how the governors, you know, seem to be the ones that...
that was Bill who brought that up.
Bill brought that up. Haven't things changed, though? Hasn't 9/11 changed things? Hasn't the incompetent performance of George Bush changed the way we look at governors ascending the presidency?
I don't know. I think it's a really good question. I don't know. Has it changed things? You know, I mean, people, you can call up and answer the question for John. I mean... Has 9/11 changed our focus on how we view leaders now?
Yeah, that maybe we want someone who's been on the national stage and the international stage rather than a governor that gets in there and has no idea what's going on in foreign affairs.
Well, Bill Richardson, though, is the governor of New Mexico, but he has been on the international stage.
He's got plenty of experience, right?
He's got a lot of experience.
George Bush, had he ever been out of the country before he became president?
I don't know. They gave him that geography quiz, and he couldn't find those countries. That was kind of I kind of worried about that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600, including, I can speak English, can I? Including Chris in Fort Collins, who says that Hillary was on Good Morning America, and she talked crap about Obama.
Talking smack about Obama.
Yeah, so we'll find out what that's all about coming up. And we'll also talk to Mike in Longmont, who wants to, he says he likes Dennis Kucinich the best, and I got a bone to pick with him, because I got a bone about Kucinich. 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I am us at AM760.net. Get podcasts at AM760.net. And also, I believe you can go on there and guess how much weight I'm going to lose, too. That's also.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
The new Fox Monday.
Are we clear?
First in- Series 7, television's breakout hit returns.
Prison Break.
Today's the day we start running.
And a series known for unexpected twists delivers the biggest one of all.
This is Michael Scofield, and I want to turn myself in.
Entertainment Weekly says Prison Break comes roaring back with this can't-miss episode.
I have a bullseye on my chest just like you two.
Don't miss an all-new Prison Break at 7, then at 8. Get on board television's greatest thrill ride.
24.
Because it's just getting started.
You said you were out.
Not after this.
TV Guide raves. The new season of 24 is chock-full of bombshells. And the New York Post declares, all hail the power of Bauer.
What do you want from me?
The truth.
Is the truth. I swear to you on my family's life.
I've got enough.
An all-new 24 at 8. Right after the return of Prison Break at 7. Only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Jonathan Alter and Norm Ornstein. What? That's not enough for you? I'm talking about the wonkiest wonk in all of wonkdom and the cancer-surviving Newsweek senior editor. You still want more? What? Should I do the show standing on my head? Should I interview Gerald Ford from beyond the grave? Should I do the entire show in iambic pentameter? Would that make you happy? Jeez. Well, that's Jonathan Alter and Norm Ornstein on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know, after 6 years of George Bush, it is time to renew the promise of America, our basic bargain, that no matter who you are or where you live, if you work hard and play by the rules, you can build a good life for yourself and your family. I grew up in a middle-class family in the middle of America, and we believed in that promise. I still do. I've spent my entire life trying to make good on it, whether it was fighting for women's basic rights or children's basic health care, protecting our Social Security or protecting our soldiers. It's a kind of basic bargain, and we've got to keep up our end. So let's talk. Let's chat. Let's start a dialogue about your ideas and mine. Because the conversation in Washington has been just a little one-sided lately, don't you think? And we can all see how well that works. And while I can't visit everyone's living room, I can try. And with a little help from modern technology, I'll be holding live online video chats this week starting Monday. So let the conversation begin. I have a feeling it's going to be very interesting.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 32 under mostly sunny skies. Bundle up if you're out there. It's cold, and also if you're going out there, and also be careful driving in. Coming off one of the, what, like the third bloodiest week.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", boost your kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide. Just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Basically said that her comment was that, well, we'll let the voters decide on that, and I think that once they review the facts, they'll know the decision that they need to make. And, you know, he basically asked her just to say one nice thing about him, and she refused to. And, you know, just looking at that interview and seeing how she spoke and her attitude about things, and she flip-flopped three times during the interview, I thought to myself, you know, good God, if she runs and if she gets the nomination, we're host.
Yeah, she basically gave a non-answer. Basically, to the guy's question, she could have said, "Well, he's capable, and he's a good guy, and we'll have a lively debate about America's future." But instead, you're right; she made that kind of like non-committal, no answer kind of thing. I thought that sucked too. I thought that was pretty poor.
It just was so disheartening to see her do that, because I thought to myself, "Is this really the way that the Democrats want to run this primary?" You know. Are we going to make this a negative primary between these two? And I got to be honest with you, I don't see Barack Obama doing that. I don't see him going negative against her. He's just such a fantastic man. I read his book. He's so inspiring. He's just so intelligent. He is the polar opposite of what we have sitting in the White House right now. And I think that we would be so honored as a nation to have somebody like him. It would just be fantastic.
He was asked about her. He gave a laudatory statement about her being very capable and very credible, and he's enjoyed working with her, and he didn't say anything negative about her at all. I think we're hosed, too, if she gets a nomination. Now, don't get me wrong. If she gets a nomination, I'll vote for her, and I'll contribute, but I don't want her to get it. I really, really, really do not want her to get it, and I'm sure there are people out there who like her and think that that she's the one, but I just don't want her to get it. I mean, I think you're right. I think we're in real trouble if she runs.
After seeing the interview, I can see why she polls so negative, because I just have preconceived notions about her. I didn't, you know, I keep up with her, but I don't pay attention to her. And after watching that interview, if that's how she carries herself, I'm not interested.
All right, man. Drive safe. Take care. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye.
You know what I think could kill her? The whiff of condescension. Because remember that hurt Al Gore in 2000 during the presidential debates, when there was that feeling that he was being a little condescending toward Bush. Americans don't like condescension at all.
When he would sigh.
Yeah.
And
the sigh,
that whole thing
hurt him. And I think if what this fellow was saying about Hillary on TV, that condescension doesn't play well with American voters.
Do you think she's got a nice personality? Do you think she's somebody you'd want to hang out with? You know what? I'd answer no.
No, no. She seems like she's the smartest person in the room, and she knows it. Or she thinks she's
Would you want to hang out, like, say, this weekend with her?
No, but again, that shouldn't really be a criteria.
Yes, it should. Because that's your feeling about somebody. That's how they come across.
What got George Bush elected. People said they'd rather hang out in a bar with him than Al Gore.
Well, yeah.
So maybe, yeah.
But still, that's how people look at it. I mean, when you look at somebody, you listen to what they say, but it's also how they come across.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you, all right, let me rephrase it and put it another way. Does she look like somebody to you that you could sit down and have a conversation about the future of America with? Of these three candidates, who could you have sit down and have a conversation with America with? Could you have one with Hillary?
She'd do all.
Could you have one with Barack? Could you have one with Richardson? Could you, well, four candidates. Edwards? Well, make it five. Chris Dodd, Vilsack. I mean, who would you, Joseph Biden, who would you pick? I wouldn't pick Hillary.
No, you're right. It would all be one-way conversation. She would tell you what you should be thinking.
I've had enough of the same old, that's my problem.
Yeah, and she...
She's the same old.
She's repackaging herself, but it still is the old wine, the new bottle.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Longmont. Mike?
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
a little frosty this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit, it's a tad bit too cold.
Yeah. Well, you said you had a bone to pick about Dennis Kucinich. I hail from North Carolina, so I'm a little bit familiar with Edwards, but I'm not necessarily a fan of anybody. However, while everyone has a little strike against them here and there, who's to say I wouldn't give my support to any number of them? But I agree with you guys completely about Hillary. There's just nobody that the Republicans dislike more than Bill than Hillary, I think.
Yeah, that's another point. You'd have no chance of getting any crossover vote there, I don't think.
Probably not. And then I'm not sure how the ladies feel about Hillary, given the situation in the White House back in the 90s.
Oh, that's another point. We haven't had any women callers basically call in this morning to say one way or the other.
I'm curious about that. While the female persona in the White House may be a good thing as far as leadership goes and the biology behind it, how she'll handle things and how she'll deal with striking items down or pumping them up and getting support for it, who's to say? I'm not sure. I'm curious about the women's perspective on that. But wanted to bring up Dennis Kucinich. There's not a whole lot of talk about him, and there never was. In the run-up to the primary getting the nomination for Democratic candidate, he received so many standing ovations when they were in the debates with all of those. I think it was like 9 candidates up there in that semicircle on TV. And while they were talking about little piddly kind of issues, Dennis would consistently bring up things that seemed far more important to the audience and in my opinion, to me. And he received massive applause, standing ovations. And I've met the man, looked into his eyes, and spoken with him on several occasions. And he just really, really wants it. And he's been in the public eye for a long time, for I think like 40 years. He's in his 60s, and he doesn't look it. But I want to hear what you have to say as well.
Well, I don't think he's a bad guy. And I think he has some good ideas, and I think he's very sincere. But I see him as kind of like being Tom Tancredo-like in that he is going to get maybe 1%, has no chance to win. And then the other day, did you see that clip of him in front of Jesse Jackson?
Singing 16 tons.
And he was singing 16 tons. He's coming across like a goof. 16 tons and a little. You know, and it's like, come on, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just don't see him as being a valid candidate.
Okay. Well, I mean, as far as some of the other guys we got going up there, speaking with my mom back home, she's a little bit kind of, I don't want to say low country, or I guess she's from the older old school. She has a bit of a streak in her that doesn't necessarily approve of anybody I'll just come on and say it. She's kind of racist, I think. And,
well, you're going to get that. You say you're from North Carolina, and I've worked in North Carolina. I worked in Charlotte and also in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Yeah, you're going to get racism out of the South. I mean, that's just, there are people that are there that are like that. And there's people in the North and the West and everywhere else it's going to be racist.
It's really sad. I mean, she, regardless of what a candidate votes on the issues, how they carry themselves, what they say, what they do, their voting record, if someone is black or someone is Muslim or someone is this or someone is that, it's like an absolute black mark, an absolute cross out.
All right, so are you saying, so to cut this short because I'm running out of time, are you saying, Mike, then you're saying that your opinion about Obama is he can't win because he's African American?
Well, I really like him. I really, really do. I'm just so sad that I think the general fact of the America as a whole can't accept these sort of things. And I could care less if he was, you know, whatever color. I don't care if he worships a rock. I think he's awesome. To be perfectly honest, I support him wholeheartedly. But I've been a big fan of Dennis all along, and I've gone to meetings and talked to people and worked with his campaign from the beginning, and I supported Al Gore as well. It's just kind of sad, I think, that the general consensus of the public is these giant, you know, white-haired old men, and that's another reason I don't think Hillary has a chance, and I think we'd be hosed as well.
All right, pal. Thanks, Mike. Good call.
All right, Jay. Take it easy.
All right. Here's a instant message and where this woman's challenging me. Listen to this. It's from Jody. She says, Jay, I've been a loyal listener for over 2 years. However, every time the subject of Hillary Clinton being nominated to be the 2008 Democratic presidential candidate comes up, you keep saying you don't want her to run. You keep saying she can't win. She can't win. To me, that just keeps planting a negative seed out there. Why can't she win? You speak of polarization and negatives. I would like to hear you speak explicitly about the polarization and the negatives. It would be nice to hear some of those notions debunked with facts and analysis. Truth is, I think that you think that there are still too many men and women in the U.S. who are threatened by a strong, intelligent, powerful woman. Why don't you take that issue on instead of continually saying that Hillary can't win? Because I don't think that's true. And I think that if you go, Jody, and you Google or take the time to go look at polls that are specifically taken about Hillary Clinton, you'll find she has very high positives, but she's also got very, very high negatives. And the key to winning in a general election, not a primary, is that you have to appeal to crossover voters and independents, and I don't think she has that appeal. I think she has too many negatives. And if you want me to go through and do the time, and I will, and I'll do the research, and I'll pull the polls out that have been taken, and they've been taken by numerous people, including the Washington Post, CNN, Gallup, Ipsos, and a lot of other people about her. The public has a very, very mixed view of her. And there are a lot of people out there who don't like her because they just don't like her. There's something about her that rubs them wrong.
Yeah, and her name recognition is tremendously high. So people know who she is.
Right.
And there's a tremendous amount of people who don't like her, and they're not going to change their opinion.
Yeah,
because they already know her.
Because they already know who she is. And I think all you have to do is just go look at that or read any analysis or read anything that has ever been written about her by anybody with any credibility. And there are a lot of people who are progressive liberals, independents, and also conservatives who have pointed out the fact that, yes, she's smart. Yes, she's capable. Yes, she is formidable. But they wonder whether she can make it in a general election. And I don't think she can.
I don't either.
All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up at 303-713-7600, 735. It's 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic with Gina.
Well, Jay, it's a pretty nasty commute. In many cases on our highways, our speeds have dropped to the 30s, 20s, even single digits due to the poor conditions. We've got multiple wrecks, including several rollovers. Southbound 25 at Evans, northbound 25 Castle Pines Parkway, westbound C-470 at I-70. Major delays through the heart of the city due to crashes, southbound 25 at Colorado, northbound at University. Now, we did have eastbound I-70 shut down at Air Park for a short time. We had a jackknife semi. Looks like they're opening that back up. Weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 32, right now clear and 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations if...
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems. Then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
It's a cold and hazy December morning in 1961. Just outside of Greeley, a school bus with 36 children rolls past the rural farmlands. At a diagonal train crossing, the bus slows, then stops. The 23-year-old bus driver looks back, this time through frosted windows, then pulls forward. From seemingly nowhere, a train, running behind schedule, slams into the side of the bus, tearing it in half. It was a typical morning, tragically shattered in an instant.
Read the true story of the crossing in the Rocky Mountain News, an exclusive 33-day series that tells of Colorado's worst traffic accident, the 16 surviving children, the driver, and how this tragedy altered their lives forever. Read the crossing and discover the Rockies' unmatched ability to tell the stories that affect the people of Colorado. Subscribe now for as little as $1 a week by calling 303-892-NEWS or at RockyMountainNews.com. The Rocky Mountain News, closer to home.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Andy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7:39, 39 minutes past the hour. High today, 32 under mostly sunny skies. Cold out there now and also very slippery, so be careful if you're driving. AM760.net, that's where you can IM us, stream, and also get podcasts of the show. We're talking about Hillary Clinton and her throwing her hat in the ring. That's the number 1A national story this morning. Of course, the big number one story here would be the weather and the craziness about that. And as the Rocky Mountain News says this morning, had enough. Yes, we've had enough. And also, coming up after 8 o'clock, a controversial bill that would ban spanking your child. Corporal punishment. And we'll talk about that, plus a whole lot more. Here's Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm not doing good listening to you. This is supposed to be progressive talk, but you sound very regressive when you talk about Hillary Clinton.
Why, because I don't like her?
No, because I haven't heard an intelligent critique of anything she said. At least Bill O'Reilly disagrees with her politics, but you haven't said any.
All right, I'll give you one. I'll give you two. You want two? Number one, I don't like her stance on the war. I didn't like the fact that she voted for it. I don't like the fact that she continued to support it. And at one time, she supported upping the amount of troops there. I also don't like her idea I don't totally agree with her idea on capping the troops. As a solution, we shouldn't be sending the troops there in the first place. Second of all, I don't like her stance on the Flag Amendment. I think it's cheap, and I think it's pandering, and I think it's against the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. So there's two of them right there. The third one is, I'm not so sure she has a workable, solvable problem when it comes to health care, and she supports Bush's plan on immigration, which I'm not so sure would work. I think it needs some adjustments to it. So I've given you some right there. I mean, we weren't having a conversation here this morning, basically, we basically weren't having a conversation about the candidate's views. We were having a conversation about how you and the people who would call in would feel about the various candidates running and speculating about their chances. But I've given you your answers. Now, either you're happy with them or you're not.
Oh, I'm very happy. Now, that's progressive. That's intelligent. What had been going on before was very, very
Cliff?
Condescending to
You know what, Cliff? Let me give you a little clue, okay?
Yeah.
Since you seem to know so much about this, we're located in the tech center.
Yeah.
And if I were you, I'd drive down here and apply for a job. Because if you think you can do it better, you're more than welcome to take my job.
I'm very happy with what you were doing on the other station when you were here earlier.
But the purpose of the discussion was to ask people their visceral feelings about people who are running, not have in-depth policy discussions about their viewpoints. We can do that at any time. I was asking for people's visceral and speculating on the public's reaction to all of these candidates. And I apologize to you. I'm sorry that you missed the point.
You don't have to apologize.
Well, no, I do. I'm sorry you missed the point. I didn't make it clear enough.
Oh, that's true, because I thought that, intelligent conversation is what's going to lead to better policy.
An intelligent conversation doesn't mean that you have to get on and have an in-depth review of where every candidate stands. We only have an hour here. Most people only listen to the radio 15 minutes at a time. They're in their cars, they're in and out. I want people to be able to get on and give their visceral reactions to those people that are running and how they feel about them. I do not want to sit here and have an in-depth policy discussion. If I wanted an in-depth policy discussion, I would book people on who would be able to do that. And it doesn't mean that it's any less intelligent. Intelligence is in the eye of the beholder.
That's not a true statement.
Well, you know what? Then fine. You're entitled to your opinions, but not your own facts. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Joyce in Boulder, who likes Hillary a lot. Joyce, hi, you're on. Joyce?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Boy, after that guy, I don't know if I ought to say this or not.
Sure, say anything you want.
Whoa. Okay, I do like Hillary Clinton, but I like all the Democratic candidates. I think she can win, and I think my dream ticket is Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. I think we'd have it in if they were both running.
Do you think she can appeal to independents? Do you think she can appeal to moderate Republicans if she were to get into a general election?
Yeah, I think we're totally underestimating what she can do in a general election. I have a friend in New York who said she's the best senator. They had a lot of doubts about her. They love her in New York.
Well, there's no question. She is a good senator. You're right about that.
And I just think we're totally underestimating her. And as far as I think she's been a little too cautious. I agree with that. But I think as a woman, she almost feels like, and maybe she has to be.
Well, because we women
are concerned as wimps, so we have to make sure that we don't come across as wimpy. But
why would you say she has to be cautious? I'm interested in that statement.
Well, because I think she has to be cautious about what she says about the war. I totally disagree with her vote. But I think in order to get other votes, she has to be pretty careful about what she says outside the Democratic Party. I do. She's a woman.
I think a man can
be elected more than a woman can be, but I still think she can do it.
You think that's true in 2007? You think that a woman has to act differently than a man running?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so. In fact, one of the things you said, I kind of laughed at it because you said, oh, and she said the word chat. Well, you know what? That's how women talk. I say chat a lot.
I've heard men say the word chat. I said, wait a minute, there's something psychologically wrong with me. I've said the word chat. What does that mean?
I know, but you made fun of her saying it. That's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute, though. Am I expressing my female side, George? Is that what you're trying to say?
Let's have a chat in a spot of tea.
And I would love to have a chat with Hillary Clinton. I would love to sit down and talk with Hillary Clinton. I think she would be fascinating, and I think she'd listen to me. She better damn well listen to me.
Oh, listen to that. I think she'll listen to me, and then you turn it around, you follow it up.
She better damn well
listen to her. What are you going to do?
You know why?
Slap her?
You know why? Because I'm a strong woman. I'm not intimidated by strong women either, and I think that's true, though a lot of people are. Especially men. I hate to say that.
You think in 2007 men are intimidated by strong women?
Oh, yes. I do.
I think some men are, but I mean, do you think the large majority of the populace would weigh in that way?
I think that was her problem when she was first lady, that people didn't like that she was a strong first lady. And
I kind of dug that.
Pardon?
I said I kind of like that.
I did too, but I'm saying there are a lot of people out there who don't. But I think she can win. I don't think you should underestimate her.
All right. Well,
give her a break.
Well, I guess we got to agree to disagree.
Okay, I'll go along with that.
I don't think she can, but you know what? She may surprise us all.
She may surprise me,
I guess.
Okay, I'll be talking to you if that happens.
Well, what does that mean? You're not going to talk to me until after 2008?
That's the first time I've ever called this talk radio show, so I don't talk that often. But
well, so what are you saying to me, Joyce? You're not going to talk to me until after 2008?
I may if you have something interesting or something I disagree with. I'll call if I disagree with you.
Why don't you just be nice and call once when you agree with me?
Well, that'd get kind of boring, don't you think?
No.
Oh, okay.
Never from you.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, 7:47. It's 47 minutes past the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. One line open. We're speculating about Hillary. We'll talk about the corporal punishment. What, John, you want to say something?
You know, I just wanted to say one of the great things about this show, having only worked here now for a week, is you do put people on with views that are different from yours. Unlike some talk show hosts that all they do is put on the sycophants that agree with everything they say.
No, man, everybody's welcome here.
Yeah, you know, that's the great thing about this show.
I mean, even Cliff in Denver, who I thought was being like a little, puffy, a little self-important, but it's like, hey, Cliff, come back, man.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Outside at University, and we've had a lot of problems in the area of northbound 25 at Lincoln Avenue on the south side of town. Of course, southbound I-25 still jammed and dragging through Thornton North Glen from several different issues. Weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 32, right now clear and 5 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
DEX, where you can find the most complete local information at your doorstep. DEX Denver Metro and DEX Plus are coming soon to your doorstep. Watch for them and get the most complete local info. DEX, Denver Metro, and DEX Plus are coming.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
President Bush plans to acknowledge global warming and suggest changes in health care in his State of the Union address. We've got to talk about that. Secretary of State Condi Rice is meeting with Middle East leaders on foreign policy. Will she get anything done? A hearing will be held this week on the resolution over the Iraq War. Do the Democrats have the votes? We'll take your calls and the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
7:51, it's 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hey, once again, you're driving around yesterday and you say to yourself, this is it. I got to have a front wheel, all wheel, or four wheel drive vehicle, then you got to go to Rocky's Autos because they got the largest selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, and I'll tell you, there's no better place to save money than the Rockies. They're matching down incentive up to $1,300. You bring it in, and they'll match it, and you'll have $3,000 towards your next automobile. And they've got a huge selection of Volkswagen and Honda, Saab, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota. The list just goes on and on and on. And you can see exactly what I'm talking about by going to their website at rockiesautos.com. And checking out the inventory right there. And you can also pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. So it's right there for you at rockiesautos.com. Or go in and talk to my friends, Marvin Al Shear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Fred Lobrato. Any of the folks working at Rockies will take care of you. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're good, professional and passionate folks who work very, very hard to make sure that you're happy. If they didn't, I wouldn't recommend them, and Mary and I wouldn't go back their time and time again. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Plus, go on out there and ask them how they enjoy the stock show, because they were really involved in that and worked very hard on it. So I'm sure they're all out there exhausted but ready to sell you an automobile. And so, you know what, don't get caught in the snow again sliding around. Get out there and get a vehicle that's either front-wheel, all-wheel, or four-wheel drive. Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Sam's Club has everything you need for your next football party, from Tostitos to Little Smokies to furniture taken straight from John Elway's house.
You mean my furniture line?
Yes, they'll be lining up at Sam's Club for party items like Pace Junkie salsa and John Elway's couch.
Not my sofa, my casual living collection.
Well, I can't cancel the movers now.
Movers?
Sam's Club, when only the greatest party of all time will do. 10% service fee applies to non-member purchases. Elway Furniture available at samsclub.com.
New on DVD.
Out of the 39,000 men and women who make up the United States Coast Guard, there are only 208 rescue swimmers.
No matter what happens out there, you stay together.
For these real heroes, the harder the sacrifice, the greater the reward.
I won't let go!
Kevin Costner, Ashton Kutcher, The Guardian, including an alternate ending. Ordered on DVD and Blu-ray disc January 23rd. Bonus material not rated. Rated PG. For intense sequences of action, peril, brief strong language, and some sensuality.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I am woman, hear me roll.
Okay, I did not put this on. This is John Turk who did this.
God.
This is John Turk who did this. I don't want anybody saying, oh, Jay, very funny. You're trying to be sexist to make fun of Hillary. I'm not trying to make fun of her. 7:54. It's 54 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 32, under mostly sunny skies, but it's just not going to get warm enough to get rid of any of this snow or ice.
Yeah.
Now, if it were sunny and 62 today, we might have a shot.
Yeah.
But
I'm going indoor golfing this week.
Oh, that's hard up. To go indoor golfing.
I'm going
really
to. I'm
hard up. That's really hard up.
That's hardcore.
All right, here's another instant message in which I get taken to task. Kudos to Jody. I'm a professional woman, listen to you every day, and I have to say I'm disturbed by your abstract nastiness regarding Hillary. I'm not being nasty, I don't think, towards her. Remember, Jay, you had very strong feelings against Ritter as well, and he proved you wrong. That's true. At least be fair and give her a chance over the course of the next few months. If you think the Republican spin machine will attack Hillary, I fervently believe they will crucify Obama. You're right. They'll go after him. They already are. And it's already started with references to that Fox the connection that I talked about to Islam and being tutored by Muslim clerics as a child. And I agree with you on that. They're definitely going to go after him. I strongly believe if he's a Democratic nominee, it will be a landslide for McCain, which I disagree with you on. Hillary at least has the machine to fight back. Also, if I were Hillary, I would point blank tell the world Bill will be Secretary of State. There's only one person who can fix the dangerous, dangerous situations in the Middle East, and it's Bill Clinton. I'm a big fan, Jay, but you need to back off Hillary, and that's from Sharon. So, Sharon, what are you saying? I shouldn't express my opinion about Hillary Clinton. Is that what you're saying? You know, one of the people who's going to join Hillary Clinton's campaign is Terry McAuliffe. I don't like Terry McAuliffe, former head of the DNC. See what I'm saying? I mean, and you know what? I think there is somebody out there who can handle dangerous situations other than Barack Obama. My second choice would be Bill Richardson. All right, here's Eric in Littleton. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jay, and good morning, John. Welcome to the station. John M., that is. I agree with the last IMer and the one before that and Joyce, the caller, a little bit. Truth be told, I'm not a huge fan of Hillary Clinton. I've been a little disappointed with some of her votes.
Yeah, me too.
But having said that, I do think that you and John are kind of perpetuating the negative stereotype of her. And, I mean, you know, we saw what that kind of, not you guys, but we saw what that kind of mainstream reporting did in 2000, 2004. It got us George Bush.
Yeah, but wait a minute, though. Hold it a second. I'm a registered Democrat.
I know that.
I'm a contributor to monetarily to the Democratic Party. I will vote in the primary. I intend to work on Mark Udall's campaign. I intend to be involved, whether I'm on this radio station or I'm not. Are you saying to me that, like, because she's a Democrat, and I don't have the right, or neither does anybody else, to say what we think about her, that we should just be quiet?
Absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying. I would just say in that instance that you might want to investigate the stereotypical notions of how cold and condescending Hillary Clinton is. That's all I would say to
that.
Yeah,
but
I do.
Like but you know what? But I do investigate those things.
Okay.
I do look into them, and I follow the news as much as anybody else. And from where I'm coming from and from my viewpoint, I just happen to think the two better candidates out there are Barack Obama would be first for me, and Bill Richardson would be second. But I think that it's, like, wrong for people to say, well, you know, knock off the nastiness towards Hillary. I'm not being nasty. I'm not calling her any names. I'm not saying she's a bad person. I'm just saying, you know what? She's not for me. I don't think she can win, and I disagree with her votes. I don't. What's wrong with that?
No. Okay, that's fine. I think that she can probably do better in the general than in the primaries, especially considering that she's probably going to win the first three primaries. Well, we all know that she's got enough money to go all the way. And by Super Tuesday, I think almost all of the second-tier candidates, including Richardson and Bill Sachs,
yeah. Well, you're probably right. Listen, I'm out of time. I got to go. Thanks, Eric.
Okay,
have a great
Jay.
Day.
You too.
All right. Coming up next, child spanking.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. To find out more, just call us. The information is free. 1-800-300-7351.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Another bloodbath in Baghdad. CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest.
A pair of bombings today in a busy shopping area claimed the lives of more than 70 people. More than 100 others were wounded. The bombs exploded nearly simultaneously. One hidden in a bag, another in a parked car in a mainly Shiite area. The attacks come after a deadly weekend for U.S. troops in which 27 died. In central Baghdad, a gun battle raged for nearly an hour. The U.S. military says security operations here are ongoing and never pause to await President Bush's troop buildup.
And this late word is in now. A bombing north of Baghdad has killed at least 10 more people. Alcoa, GE, DuPont, they are three of the 10 household-named companies that will join forces with environmentalists 90 minutes from now to press Congress and the White House for action to cut greenhouse gases blamed for global warming.
We see this as a major breakthrough. Companies across America have joined together on the urgency of the issue and calling for specific emission reduction targets.
Francis Beinecke with the National Natural Resources Defense Council. Authorities in Pittsburgh County, Oklahoma, say they've located the pickup truck that was carrying radioactive material when it was swept off a flooded bridge into a swollen creek. Emergency management spokesman David Spears.
The container that is in is almost indestructible, and we feel real good about there not being any leakage or any problems.
The driver and rider managed to get out unharmed. One way or another, letters and notes written by Unabomber Ted Kaczynski will be available to the public to read, but the courts will have to decide who puts them out, and that will determine how graphic they are. Kaczynski claims he owns what he's written and should be able to put it all out. The government wants to release a sanitized version. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
If it were just Kaczynski's property, then we would not have a case here. But the fact that they are his writings, his speech, if you will, does create some sort of First Amendment right that the courts will have to identify and then place into the context of this case. It won't be easy, and it won't be quick.
Kaczynski's serving life for bombings that killed three people and wounded 28 others. When he was boxing, he had a lot to say.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been.
But in a Phoenix courtroom later today, former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson may not have much more to say than not guilty. Tyson's facing arraignment on cocaine charges that could put him away for more than 7 years. Chicago Bears fans haven't had this much to cheer about in 21 years.
I'm so excited!
guys can't believe it. It's wonderful.
The Bears beat the Saints for the NFC Championship, while the Colts rallied to win the AFC crown from the Patriots.
If we go to the Super Bowl, I'm selling the car and we're going.
The Bears' Lovie Smith and the Colts' Tony Dungy are the first black head coaches to lead NFL teams to the Super Bowl. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 32 points, NASDAQ's down 6. This is CBS News.
It was the new show that became a cultural phenomenon.
Save the cheerleader. Save the world.
And tonight on NBC, Heroes is back. Now they've learned they're not alone.
You know someone else like me?
And the search for more heroes all comes down to one question.
Are you on the list?
The next chapter of Heroes begins tonight after Deal or No Deal and followed by Studio 60. All new on NBC.
I actually walk to work. I run around a lot, you know, living in New York. Like to jog. I have been known to sleepwalk. I sleep with my socks on. Is that weird?
His Match.com username is Buddy20, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. It's okay to look. Whether it's Buddy20 or someone else, we're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the all-new Match.com. See site for details.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Well, the snow is finally moving out of Colorado this morning, leaving behind 3 to 6 inches across much of the Front Range and more in the eastern plains and mountains. Travel conditions are slowly improving. I-70 from Denver to Kansas opened once again after blizzard conditions forced officials to close it yesterday.
Because of the drifting snow and the snowfall itself, it seems that the eastern plains did get the worst of it. But again, it's nothing like we had seen, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. But it was certainly enough that we had to close it for a while.
Chain restrictions are up for commercial vehicles on several of the mountain passes, and the morning commute in the metro area could still be pretty dicey. The plows are out, but the streets will remain white and icy, and cold temperatures will slow down the cleaning process.
When you head off to work, sunny, icy spots on the roads, especially overpasses and bridges. 13 at 8 o'clock will be in the 20s by 10 a.m.
Meteorologist Marty Coniglio says we'll get above freezing for the next couple of days. As this year's legislative session kicks into high gear, immigration appears to be a contentious issue between Republicans and Democrats once again. The Dems, who control the State House, Senate, and Governor's Office, say they'll focus on reviewing the extensive package of immigration legislation they passed last year. Critics say those laws had unintended consequences. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, several areas for major delays in the city. Eastbound 6th Kipling to I-25. South 25 struggling from 136 down to I-76. And again, between the Logan Street Bridge and Evans. All three of those areas due to multiple wrecks. Outside the city, if you're on northbound 25 south of Denver, you are stuck. Traffic at a stop at Founders Parkway, also north of the city at Highway 7. Same for the Turnpike, both directions at Sheridan. And U.S. 36 remains closed from Byers to Last Chance. Eastbound lanes only of I-70 shut down at Air Park. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for sunny skies, a high of 32. Currently clear and 10. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
DEX, where you can find the most complete local information at your doorstep. DEX Denver Met.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be right.
7, 7 minutes after 8, mostly sunny, high today, 32. Cold out there, boy, but not as cold probably now as it was this morning. Coming in here.
It was 6 degrees when I left my house.
Yeah, it was about 4 or 5.
Whew.
Phew. That's cold. You know, and you feel like an idiot, too. Like you're out in front of your car, clearing off the snow, rumbling around making noise at 4 o'clock in the morning while your neighbors are in their warm houses asleep. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, but at least they got the windows shut, so they're not hearing you.
Well, I don't care whether they hear me or not, but I mean, it's like you peer out the window. What's this fat guy doing out there doing this stuff? What an idiot. He's out at 4 o'clock in the morning and it's freezing. And you're out there thinking to yourself, jeez, I'm too old for this, man. Why am I going through this?
You know what's really messed up, guys, is my wife doesn't, well, my garage is so full, my car never gets parked in the garage.
Oh, so you got to scrape all the ice and everything off
every
morning.
Yeah, I got to deal with the elements every morning. So I go out and start my car before, you know, I go out and let it run for about 15 minutes before I have to get into it. But just walking out there, you know, and getting that thing started sucks. I hate it. I really hate it every morning during the winter.
See, I'm too much of a big city kid to pull a stunt like that. I would never start my car in my garage and or my driveway and leave it because with my luck, somebody come along and go, oh, nice. Open the door, get in, drive off.
Nobody's up in my neighborhood that early, so you don't worry about that.
Even the
crooks aren't out of that.
Hey, you never know. Well, you know what they say, though, when the weather's real cold, crime goes down.
Yeah.
Because those folks don't want to get out there and cause trouble. And then when it's warm, it's like really active.
That's
what all my copper friends say.
Yeah, that's why Miami always had such a high crime rate.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Yeah, and you said you didn't think she could win the general election.
And it's like everybody, it's like I'm getting blasted here. And it's like, what is this? Is this like a Marxist-Leninist state? Where we all have to, like, follow along?
You must follow the party line, comrade.
It's like, go in a corner and engage in criticism, self-criticism, and come back. It's like I should be banished? Because I did this? And in a couple of the emails, I was being, like, accused of being a right-winger, and I was accused of being... You're like the right-wing mainstream media.
Huh? What is this, like the Republican 11th Amendment? Thou shalt not speak ill.
Yeah, racism, sexism, bigotry. I mean, you know, so what's the deal? Should I be like Radio Pyongyang? Or like how Radio Moscow used to be during the Cold War, where they only gave good news? And they used to have this Moscow mailbag feature where they read these phony letters. When you know there's nobody writing in about tractor production from Detroit, Michigan. You know? I mean, is that what you want me to do? Is that what we're supposed to do here? I don't understand why what big sin I just committed for an hour. Well, an hour and a half. Talking about her. What big sin did I just commit?
I didn't see you committing any sin. I saw you bringing up a legitimate political issue. Can she win the general election?
I mean, I guess I committed an ideological sin. Now people are mad at me. Which, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make some omelets. I mean, you can be mad at me all you want. You know, fine.
I've told you this from day one. I'm praying for the day this job comes to an end. I'm ready to go live in a trailer in the middle of the desert with barbed wire and pit bulls. I'm serious.
But, you know, be like that, who was that late night talk show host that used to live out in a trailer?
Art Bell.
Art Bell. Yeah.
I'll just give me a couple of double wides, push them together, and I'm, yeah. You know, I'm safe. But the apocalypse come. I just won't be part of it.
You'll be living out there near Pow Rump.
No, it's getting too populated out
there.
Yeah,
that is getting too populated there.
No, but I mean, really, what's the deal here? It's like, okay, so we can criticize Obama. We can criticize...
Kucinich.
You know, Kucinich, we can criticize Vilsack. We can criticize Richardson. We can criticize Dodd. We can criticize Kerry. We can criticize Edwards. Am I leaving anybody else out there who's running?
Gore, maybe.
Gore, we can criticize Gore. We can criticize... But boy, get your hands off Hillary. Because you must be a sexist, and you're part of the right-wing hate machine. What is up with that?
That's that extreme political correctness, way, way from the left of the party.
Yeah, but I don't think she represents the way, way, way.
No,
left of the
I
left.
Don't think she does either. She's real mainstream. I mean, you know, I think John Edwards is the one that. Is taking a left.
No, I mean, people have boundaries on this radio station, and it's like, man, you step over those, you get whacked.
Eh, so what?
Well, it disturbs me.
That's right.
I don't like it.
Well, you've got thick skin. You've been in radio long enough.
Hey, back down. I'm running this thing. You're sitting over there egging me on, and they're not writing. You're egging me on, and they're not writing. John M. is a no good, gutter crawling right wing, you know, towel boy for Mike Rosen. They're picking on me.
I thought that's what sidekicks were supposed to do. You know,
they're beating me up, and I'm not attacking her personality.
No,
here's Julie who says I'm attacking her personality. Julie, how am I attacking her personality?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Julie, how am I attacking her personality?
You, when we first started, you were just saying that she was boring. You said, could she sit down and have a beer? And you're basically saying no. Well, I've met Hillary Clinton and at her book signing, and she was a very warm woman. I agree with you as far as her politics go. I don't care for them, but, you know, if a woman isn't Miss Congeniality, you know, then... I'm sorry, if she is, then we call her a slut or an airhead, or she has to be a tyrant. I mean,
yeah, but see, I've never made those statements about women, and I've never said that about anybody. I just said that I don't think, she doesn't strike me as being the kind of person who I, you know, who I'd want to hang out with, and I don't think that she's, you know, the times that I've seen her, and the times I've seen her in public, and the times that I've been around her, and the times I've seen her on TV, I mean, she just doesn't seem to be very... She's not very... I found the thing, the video that she ran, I found it to be very contrived and kind of like fakey. I mean, but that's not saying she's a bad person or that she got a terrible personality or that she's like the worst thing that ever came along. I just don't think she's the one. I mean, I don't know why that's like, a big sin.
I don't think it's a big sin as much as I really want a woman president or I want a minority president. I would love to have one of the two, but... Right now, the most important thing is to pick the right candidate who can get us out of this mess and that cares about every human being. I agree with you. I mean, I don't necessarily think she's the best either, but I don't want her to be condemned for not being Miss Congeniality either.
Well, I wasn't condemning her for being Miss Congeniality. I didn't say anything about that.
Bush, the fear buddy thing with Bush and look where he's gotten us, it just drives me crazy because I loved Al Gore and he's so smart. I love John Kerry, so smart, you know, and the Barack, it would be awesome, another very intelligent human being. But I want to know where they're voting. I want to know who's supporting them.
Yeah.
I want, you know.
And that stuff's important. But, you know, the other important part of it is, unfortunately, how they appeal to the public. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to open it up enough so that everybody could call in and so that they could just give their opinion
right. And
that you didn't have to, like, challenge them. On, well, where did you get that, or how did you come up with that? Just tell me what you think you feel about so-and-so, and why do you like her, or not like her, or like him, and not like him, and not get into this whole, like, thing about, well, wait a minute. You know, have this deep theoretical discussion about voting. There's plenty of time to get into all of that. I answered that right. One guy's question, Cliff's question, when he challenged me on it.
Oh, no, but see, he's probably the same way I was. I was kind of getting pissed here in the car because...
Why?
At first, until you went in more depth about, you know, why you really don't like her. If it's just based on her personality, then you're wrong. I don't think I am wrong.
I think she does have, at times, an abrasive personality, and I think she's got high negatives, and I think it's going to be very tough for her to win.
Okay, I'm just saying that I'm tired of people basing their opinions on looks and personality. I want the whole package.
And yeah, but you know what? That's also part of what goes on. And I was just asking people their visceral reaction. And it's like if you say anything wrong about her, it's like everybody goes. It's like everybody goes crazy.
No, I know. It's just, it's just when my husband's sitting here too, and when we first were listening to you, it sounded like you were just basing it, like I said, on her personality. But when you start talking about her politics, we're like, you know, we had this discussion between us. We agree. So, but that's all. I just wanted it out there that, you know, it's your radio station. You should say what you want, and you've always been very fair. I love that the opposition come in and talk to and listen to them. That's what America should be about, is having a voice and freedom to choose, and you do that. I think you're awesome, but at first you did sound like you were basing it strictly on her personality.
Well, maybe I didn't make myself clear enough. All right, Julie, thanks. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you. Bye.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8. What are you looking at me for? Well, because I'm the one who's in the doghouse. You participated, but nobody's on your case. That's why. Everybody's after me.
You have a hundred.
You sat there and went right along with it.
You have a hundred.
You think that's true? You think we were just picking on her personality?
No, I don't think we were picking on her personality at all. I mean, it's not like we were saying her physical defects or anything like that. We weren't saying she had piano legs or, you know, anything.
We were just talking about her electability.
Yeah. It all has to do with winning.
I think she has nice legs, by the way. Hey, 20 minutes after 8. And somebody will call up and go, that's a sexist comment. Let's take a look at traffic now with Gina.
Well, you're still in store for a messy ride just about wherever you are, surface streets or highways. Still have a number of closures, including Highway 86. It's closed both directions between Kiowa and I-70. U.S. 36 is shut down from Byers to Last Chance. And the eastbound lanes of I-70 still off limits at Air Park. That was due to a jackknife semi. Lots of delays around the metro area. You're going to find southbound 25 still struggling through the Thornton-North Glen area and down through the bridges. Right now, we don't have any major problems on I-25 through the tech center. Weather today, mostly sunny, looking for a high of 32. Right now, clear and 10 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
If your child struggles with homework, it could be a sign of an underlying problem in school. Call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com.
Regis. Offices that work for you.
Hold on for television's most thrilling night, the new Fox Monday.
Are we clear?
First at 7, television's breakout hit returns.
Prison Break.
Today's the day we stop running.
And a series known for unexpected twists delivers the biggest one of all.
This is Michael Scofield, and I want to turn myself in.
Entertainment Weekly says Prison Break comes roaring back with this can't-miss episode.
I have a bullseye on my chest just like you two.
Don't miss an all-new Prison Break at 7, then at 8. Get on board television's greatest thrill ride.
24.
Because it's just getting started.
You said you were out.
Not after this.
TV Guide raves. The new season of 24 is chock full of bombshells. And the New York Post declares, all hail the power of power.
What do you want from me?
The truth.
Is the truth. I swear to you on my family's life.
I've got enough.
An all-new 24 at 8. Right after the return of Prison Break at 7. Only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Jonathan Alter and Norm Ornstein. What? That's not enough for you? I'm talking about the wonkiest wonk in all of wonkdom and the cancer-surviving Newsweek senior editor. You still want more? What? Should I do the show standing on my head? Should I interview Gerald Ford from beyond the grave? Should I do the entire show in iambic pentameter? Would that make you happy? Jeez.
Well, that's Jonathan Alter and Norm Ornstein on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:24, 24 minutes after 8. High today, 32, under mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Last hour, we were talking about Hillary Clinton's chances in the general election. And man, you know what? I got like barraged by people who were angry at me for even speculating or having that kind of speculation going on. And I don't understand that. I don't think I was being condescending, and I don't think I was picking on her personally. And it's like, man, say one bad thing and you're in trouble. And I got a ton of IMs, instant messages at am760.net of people who were just, oh, I'm a long-time listener, and I'm in. Whew. Boy. Sorry. What is this about you can't speculate about a Democratic field? Would it have been better if we had gotten on and speculated about the Republicans? Would that have been a better deal? Would that have been okay? But how about those of us who are going to vote in the primaries and are going to vote in the general election and we're concerned about 08? And she's the front runner. And every once in a while, it's okay to just get on and give visceral feelings as opposed to quote-unquote heavy in-depth analysis. Here's Tom in Conifer. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
While I was on hold, I was practicing how to talk like John M. Try to get that deep voice there, but I'm giving up on that. You're absolutely right. Winning the primary with the party faithful is a lot different than winning the general, and the negatives are just there. I mean, let's go back to George McGovern for the Democrats or Goldwater for the Republicans. Had the party faithful enthralled, but just couldn't win. The other thing, my main point is, I don't know if we really want to have Bush Clinton. And then what's Jeb going to show up the next time with how many people we have in this country? 300 million? We got to have somebody else out there.
Yeah, I don't think Jeb's going to run. I think he knows he can't, but I see your point. And I think there are a lot of people out there who feel that way, that they're just tired of the same old faces. They're tired of the same old names.
Yeah, I think Hillary is a great senator, and I would hope that she takes the leadership role in the Senate, where I think she could probably do a whole lot more than running a campaign for the president. Let someone else in there.
Well, she's going to run, so you got to make eventually we'll get down to the point where all of us will have to make our decisions. But it's like, man, I didn't know people would get so riled up.
Well, it's good that people have passion, but you gotta always temper that with a little reality.
All right, Tom. Thanks, man. Good call.
Hey, take care.
Okay. Let's go to Andrea in Denver. Andrea, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
You know, I think that all of this, commentary on Hillary, I think the fact that you brought up this subject, you're scratching something that's not really far below the surface in that I think that progressives are kind of torn between, okay, do we get somebody who's electable, someone who is palatable to the more conservative types, or do we get this uppity broad who actually might have a couple of good things to say? I'm concerned, like Hillary, from a personal standpoint, because she does have a set of cojones, you know, but that's probably not going to go over really well with mainstream middle America. And I think, like I'm saying, we're just torn. We want to have a really good, strong Democratic candidate, but I think under the surface, we don't think that she can do it, and that bothers us. And I think that's probably what you're hearing.
That's weird because I don't look at it that way. I look at it as that she is a very capable woman, and that she's very smart, and that there's no doubt that she would probably make a good president, but that there are some things out there that I disagree with her about. And I wonder, because she has been so vilified, if she can make it in the general election. I just wonder if she can do it. And I don't think she can, and I was speculating on that. And then people just started going nuts and started sending me, like, all these, you know, fire and brimstone emails.
Right,
you
right.
On her, I'm not picking on her personally.
Yeah, I don't think that you necessarily are saying anything negative about her. I mean, I think it's valid to say that, to question her electability, because of the fact that she's been tarnished all this time. It's the whole uppity broad thing that a lot of America can deal with.
I don't know. Do you think that's it? I mean, you obviously do think it's it, and I don't. I think that if you're smart, you're capable, and you put on a good campaign, I don't think in 2007 it matters whether you're a woman or not.
Right. I think that your listeners are just having I don't know. I don't want to, you know, generalize, but I think there are a lot of listeners to this radio station who are having a little trouble with the political correctness aspect. Of course, that you know, we could say the same things about Barack. You know, do we think he's electable? I mean, you had the gentleman that came on earlier who was from North Carolina who, you know, he's basically saying that he knows that people in his family would not vote for him because of the color of his skin. You know, and I think this has a lot... Hillary's kind of in that same bag. She's in that same political correctness.
Yeah, you're right, and you are going to get a lot of that, but I don't think there's enough of those people to hold him back, and I think that he has the ability to transcend that. Andrea, thank you. I appreciate your call.
Thanks.
Okay. It's 8:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and what are we going on here? We have to do what, John? We got an Amber Alert, and then we'll get traffic from Gina, and we'll take more of your calls. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Maybe at this point we'll break into open phones 30 minutes early on this Monday morning. Today's Blue Monday, too, by the way. Do you know that? It's supposed to be like the saddest, worst day of the year. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I don't know. I got three.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is issuing an Amber Alert at the request of the El Paso County Sheriff. They are looking for 3-year-old Dante LaSalle Moore. The young boy is 3 feet tall, 41 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. He was last seen wearing a gray knit cap and gray shirt with blue jeans, and he has a scar under his left eye. The suspect is LaSalle Moore. He is 38 years old, 5'11", 250 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. He was last seen, and he has a tattoo with Calvin on his left arm, and he was last seen traveling in a... Well, we don't have vehicle information at this point, but we understand that this does concern a previous hostage event last year. Police say to consider him dangerous. But again, police looking for 3-year-old Dante LaSalle Moore. He was wearing a gray knit cap and gray shirt with blue jeans. He has a scar under his left eye.
8:32. It's oh, now I can talk. Okay, it's 8:32. 32 minutes past the hour. Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay, well, no change or let up in the metro area delays due to these icy roads. You can expect a long ride. Just about every major highway is bogged down from collisions or cleanup, including northbound I-25, Founders Parkway, all the way to Evans. Southbound 25 still struggling. Both sides of I-70, 225 dragging across Aurora as is C-470 from Littleton all the way to I-25. And in the high country, we've had a new crash westbound at Idaho Springs. Both directions of I-70 are closed now at DeBeck due to a collision, and the eastbound lane of I-70 still.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
To AM 760 Live,
courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
8:33, it's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And are you ready to take control of 2007? I have a feeling there's some resolutions out there that are saying you'll do just that, take control of your diet, your career, relationships. How about this? I think it's time you take control of your sleep. That's right, your sleep. And this is actually possible with the bed that Mary and I use, the Sleep Number bed. By Select Comfort. How you sleep can affect so many other things. Your ability to learn, concentration, effectiveness at work. Good sleep has even been linked to successful weight loss. Your body heals when you sleep, and it also, good sleep fights depression. The key to getting a good night's sleep is creating a sleep environment that's just right for you, including how your mattress feels and how it can adapt to your needs. Now, you don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or a one-size-fits-all foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every night with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. You simply set your sleep number, and your mattress will be as firm or as soft as you want, putting you back in control of your own comfort. I've never slept so comfortably in all my life. I was in the hospital, man. I missed my Sleep Number bed, and I've been fooling around with the numbers on it now since I've been losing weight. You know, the dual air chambers and the Sleep Number bed offer you the best option in comfort with reduced pressure points and better support for your body that gets the rest it needs. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Start this new year right. Get a better night's sleep. Visit your local Select Comfort store today. And while you're there, see how you can get a two-week pass to Bally's Total Fitness, the largest and most experienced health club chain in America. And at Bally's, you'll find motivated, dynamic personal trainers in exercise classes such as yoga, Pilates, and kickboxing to help you reach your fitness goals in 2007. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Attention men. You know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
CarPrices.com.
Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Just speculating about the chances and allowing people to make offhanded comments. One line open at 303-713-7600. What's the sensitivity here? Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey. I am, I didn't hear your comments initially, but what the recaps of what you said, I agree completely about Hillary, and I think that it is really worth mentioning, because in the general election, one-third of the voting population of our country are unaffiliated voters.
That's right.
That means that they don't, well, to me, it means that they're not paying attention most of the time.
No, I don't think that's fair to say that an unaffiliated voter isn't paying attention. They just don't feel bonded enough to either of the political parties to call themselves members.
Right. That may be true, but I think there are a good number of unaffiliated voters, independent voters, that just don't pay attention. And I would say that more Republican voters just don't pay attention lately than independents. But
well, they haven't got much good to pay attention to. What have they got going?
Not much. Lately.
I mean, that State of the Union address tomorrow night is going to be a snooze fest.
Yeah, it should be. Should be a TiVo special, I think. That way you can fast forward through most of it. I think that in the primary process, the Democrats need to pay attention to that sort of thing. And you're right on the money with that. I mean, that is unfortunately the greater of her electability problems, in my opinion, because people, for the most part, a Democrat's going to vote for a Democrat, a Republican is going to vote for a Republican, and an independent is going to vote for whoever they think is the coolest person, because a lot of them aren't going to care or pay attention to the fact that she's a huge, huge corporatist. And I think, for me, that's the biggest problem with her, is she is a part of the machine and has been for decades, and we don't need any more of the machine. We need Kucinich. We need a John Edwards. You know, somebody that's outside the game now. You know, so.
Well, what about Barack?
Barack Obama. I'm from Chicago.
Yeah, me too.
I know you know a lot about the political process in Chicago, and it's hard for anybody that doesn't play the game to get elected in Chicago. So I would suspect.
But I think as a state legislator, though, he proved over and over again, though, that he's not really part of that whole thing. I mean, that he basically did what he wanted to do and stayed away.
You could hope.
From the auspices of Daley.
You can hope, and I do too. And I think he is probably, and he to me is the. JFK of our time, to me. I mean, he's charismatic. He's fairly popular.
Listen, his book was number one yesterday on the New York Times bestseller list, nonfiction.
I know. And he's fairly populist. He's not nearly as populist as Kucinich or John Edwards. But I think, I think he's realistic. And we need a realistic president, someone that realizes that the people need to be protected in every way, not just by sending troops into balonies of wars, but
the biggest thing I want out of the box thinking.
Yeah, so do I.
And I think that's the biggest dictate for me.
I think Barack would be out of the box. I think. You know,
I think Bill Richardson
Hillary has just been so soft on her. If she feels any kind of need to for condemnation of the our war policies, then she needs to get on the stick and talk about it. But I don't think she does. I think that it helps her bottom line that we're there just as much as it helps Dick Cheney. I really do, and I'm sorry to say that to everyone that loves Hillary, you know, and wants a woman president. I don't think she's the right woman president.
All right. Thanks, Brad, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, you have a great day. Thanks.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Is John M. feeling neglected because he's not getting picked on? Is that the deal here?
Yeah, he wants to get trashed, so you're the one who's appointed to beat him up. Go ahead. I'll just step back and just start, lead off with a heavy left and continue.
John, I've heard your newscast, your inflections, your pregnant pauses. You're a Paul Harvey wannabe. How's that?
No, actually, I got a reputation as a left-wing Paul Harvey in Miami, and I didn't really even know who Paul Harvey was at that point. You know, it's a natural style. It's just the way I developed. I never had anybody telling me how to do it. So as a result, it just kind of evolved in the way I do it.
You do a great job. You really
thank
do.
So you had nobody to tell him how to do it. So it's now become the modern tragedy that you hear today.
After so many years in the business, either I'm doing it. I don't.
We're all doomed. That's just all there is to it. All right, what else, Bill?
Okay. My guy for the Democratic nomination is too boring to win as Joe Biden. But
well, he's a long shot. You're right.
Yeah, he is. And he's been around before. People have seen him for too long. But I got to thinking back to the last years of Bill Clinton, and you were back here then on KHAL.
Right.
And I had the impression, from talking to people, riding public transit every day and just meeting people, that in the general population, and those all those affiliated people with the last, unaffiliated people with the last caller was talking about, his negatives were never as high as those of us who are political junkies who have our ears glued to talk radio and the Sunday morning talk shows all day.
No, they were. You know what? His negatives were not as high as George W. Bush's. His negatives were not that high, even when he was in trouble with the Monica Lewinsky thing. And I was one of the people that was mad at him over that, and also over Telcom 96. Mad at both him and Al Gore over that. And
I'm still mad at him over Telcom 96.
All right. And so I picked on him on the air and was critical of him. But his negatives, no, you're right. His negatives were never that high.
And I wonder if, you know, things. Those of us who aren't glued to all that stuff, we tend to give some issues more importance than we really have in the general population. But I wonder if it's the same way with Hillary. I wonder if her negatives aren't quite as hurtful to her as we think they are.
Well, I think that's a pretty good point. I don't know. I can't answer that. The only thing I can go by is surveys that I've read where they've gone and just picked, you know, people out and have asked them. But I think you bring up a really, really good, valid point. I don't know how important are those negatives. I mean, how does she sit with the average person? We'll never know because we're not capable of finding out that information. Because I doubt I would have any, you know, just a person going down the dial right now, listening who goes, well, this is pretty interesting, and then they hear me talking about, well, call in and tell me what you think.
For instance, the last general election was a good point. Illegal immigration turned out to be important to people, but not as big an issue as you would think it were if you listened to Peter Boyle's every morning.
Well, because nothing is going to be, let me tell you something, nothing in this country is going to be as big an issue as Iraq. We just came off the bloodiest weekend there, the third bloodiest. And it's not, nothing is going to be.
27 killed over the weekend.
Right. And 50 killed today, I believe, in a bombing in a marketplace. So we're not going to, that's going to be number one no matter what happens until we get that thing resolved. Bill, I got to run. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I don't know, is there anybody out there listening who is not politically connected? You're not affiliated with any party. You just happen to be looking around for talk shows. Can I find anybody like that? at 303-713-7600, or you're going down the AM dial for some reason, and you want to comment about, you know, do we, those of us who are junkies, are we too fixated on Hillary Clinton's negatives, and maybe you don't have any feelings about her, or maybe you do, but you don't consider yourself to be somebody who follows this like a job or a sporting event? 303-713-7600. I don't know if we'll get anybody. It's 848 traffic with Gina.
Well, the only good news is that some of the chain laws have been removed for commercial vehicles, but we still have them in effect on I-70 eastbound between Keystone and the tunnel. Of course, we're having a lot of problems in the high country. We've got a collision westbound that has traffic lanes blocked near Idaho Springs. Watch out for backups all the way to Hidden Valley. We also have I-70 shut down in both directions at DeBeck due to a crash. Now, if you're headed east into the eastern plains, not going to be able to do it on eastbound I-70. That remains off limits due to a jackknife semi problem. Of course, US 36 still closed from Byers to Last Chance, as is Highway 86 between Kiowa and I-70 due to these terrible conditions. No change really around the metro area. We've got multiple wrecks across highways and cleanup in the process. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, a high of 32, right now clear and 10. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let worry-free vacations take you to Cozumel. Save up to $400 when you purchase a package at a Malia Palace, El Cozumelino, or Occidental Resort. Call your travel agent or visit worryfreevacations.com. Restrictions apply. Worry-free vacations can take you to Cozumel.
I'm weighing in.
Jay weighs in.
The pounds are coming off.
What's that scale of his say now?
Guess how many pounds I've lost.
Guess how much he's lost on AM760.net.
You'll have to guess.
Closest guesser of the week will win an HD radio.
See for yourself how much I've lost. Check out the before and after photos of me on AM760.net.
Jay weighs in.
Now when I step on the scale, you can actually read it.
On AM760.net.
Wow, I can see what my shoes look like.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
8:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important message from the mortgage store. When they told you it was a limited-time offer, they meant it. The mortgage store fully funded their $25 million six-month payment freedom campaign. The good news is that you can still get that 5.75%, 5.99 APR, 30-year fixed rate with no payments until March. A quarter of homeowners with an ARM aren't sure they can make their payments if the rates go up. And if you're one of those, then you need to get in touch with the mortgage store. And you need to get rid of those high-rate credit cards as well. Stop worrying and take action now. Take advantage of low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills for one new low payment. The mortgage store will show you how you can save hundreds of dollars a month or more. The mortgage store is a direct lender. They are an Inc. 500 company you can trust. When you call the mortgage store, you'll be dealing with experts that make it easy. The only thing easier than getting a new loan for the mortgage store is remembering the phone number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you.
We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
I'm a mother. It's my nature to protect my daughter. So when she told me she wanted to join the Guard, my gut reaction was to worry for her safety.
But I've always trusted my son and supported his decisions. So as hard as it was to imagine my son being a soldier, it was harder to imagine his future without the Guard.
The Guard will give her money for college, real-world job skills.
And I'm proud of him.
Your son or daughter can serve your community in the National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask about the job skills they'll gain.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the station.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 32, under mostly sunny skies, but man, it's cold out there now. All right, we were talking about my criticizing Hillary last hour and people's reactions to it, and I got excoriated both in instant messages and also in a couple of phone calls. Here's Don in Denver, who just says he's going down the dial, and he wanted to give his opinion. And, Don, you're more than welcome. Welcome to AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I was literally just dialing through the radio station, coming from another station, and I actually heard you say, anyone who doesn't have a affiliation, so forth and so on, so I decided to give you guys a call. Let me jump right into it. As I was telling your screener, the only thing I see really is another, maybe a legacy or dynasty similar to the Bushes, you know, with the Clintons. But I haven't really seen any real hard or firm stance that, you know, impressive with Ms. Clinton whatsoever. And that's pretty much my basic opinion of it. I don't have much more. I'm not politically inclined or anything.
So you just don't basically, you know she's running, but you just don't know where she stands.
Well, yeah, and, you know, some of the things that I have seen, I moved to Colorado from New York very recently, and I just don't see her very firm, you know, or adamant about what she's after.
Right. So you would be inclined, what, not to vote for her, or?
Quite honestly.
Or you would vote for her?
I would like to see a change in administration. I'm almost to the point, I don't care who it is, but of the Barack's. Out of Barack and Ms. Clinton, I would probably more than likely vote for Senator Barack.
Okay, would you ever vote for a Republican?
No, I my life is screwed up because of them right now.
Well, I think there's a lot of people in the country who feel that way. Well, okay, yeah. If you don't listen to us, what do you normally? Let me ask you, what do you normally listen to?
Well, I'm disenchanted by radio, period. So I just happened to turn the radio on, and my mother had it on this gospel station, 810. So I hit the button, and yours was the very next one that popped up. So I'm usually listening to a CD or some other type of media, my iPod or something like that. I don't even listen to too many commercials on the radio.
Is that the reason you don't like the radio, is it too many commercials? Or is it the idea that they just play the same stuff over and over again? Or
typically you hear the same stuff, and, you know, there's so much advertisements everywhere you turn. You know, I'm surprised they don't have advertisements on the street signs and the speed limit signs.
Yeah, we got to advertise, though, because we got to make money so we can stay in business.
No doubt, no doubt. But, you know, I get tired of hearing it everywhere.
Yeah. It can get cumbersome. There's no question about that. I agree 100%. And I listen to this station, and I listen to talk on here. But and sometimes I'll go listen to the other talk stations, as distasteful as sometimes I think what goes on over there is. But
well,
the only music station I ever listen to is KBCO.
KBCO?
Yeah, that's it. I don't listen to the other ones, to be honest with you. So I'm in the same position you're into. I usually listen to CDs or, you know, something else.
Well, I kind of like you guys. The topic that you guys have is something that's, you know, stimulating, you know what I mean, especially in the morning. So I'm going to give you guys an ear and see what you're talking about, you know. It doesn't seem to be bad. I don't know what station you're talking about, the other talk show stations, but like I said, I'm new to color. I'll experience a little more as time goes on.
All right, well, give us a chance. I mean, we do have commercials, but we'll try to keep them as short as we possibly can.
It was no offense, but I completely understand, but I sure will. All right, you take care, and thanks a lot.
Oh, but by the way, where are you from in New York?
Westchester, New York, a little town called New Rochelle.
Oh, wow. What made you move out here?
Well, I went to Miami for about 6 months, and I took my son there, and I was from here, had moved back from here about in the 80s, wanted to have my son go here and come to Colorado for school, and got stuck in all this snow, so I'm still here. I'm still here until he finishes school, and I'm going back to the East Coast.
Nah, stick around, man. This is a great place to live.
Well, I don't have any complaints other than the snow.
Yeah, me too. We all have that complaint. We're sick of it. All right, thanks, Don.
Good day, sir.
Okay, see you later. I should have told him you don't have to call me sir. All right, open phones coming up next here after 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we can talk about this topic or we can go on into something else. And I've got a few things to throw out. So we will mutually get together and electronically share. And that's all coming up next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So stay put.
The Democrats are coming to Denver in 08.
Yeah!
And AM 760 is your station with the latest information for the 2008 Democratic National Convention in Denver. Stay up to date with AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Hey, Ken, picking up a prescription?
Yeah, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix, pantoprazole sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even nighttime, acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage. And I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonicSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The body count is mounting in Iraq. Bomb attacks in Baghdad and Bakuba have left at least 88 people dead and nearly 200 others wounded. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick's in the capital with details of the worst attacks involving near simultaneous blasts.
Hundreds of pounds of explosives detonated in the crowded shopping area, the bombs coming just seconds apart. The blast left body parts strewn across the road, and one nearby hospital struggled to save the injured, more than 150. This week is starting off on a deadly note after last week's violence, in which more than 140 Iraqis were killed. But this was the single deadliest attack in 2 months.
Today's violence follows one of the bloodiest weekends of the war for U.S. troops. 27 were killed. What's the White House saying this morning? We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick. Just a few minutes ago, spokesman Tony Snow told reporters the administration expected this increase in violence, but he insists that victories are happening behind the scenes.
We're at the beginning stages now of this new way forward, and certainly what we have seen on the part of the Iraqi government are affirmative actions.
Snow claims the Iraqis are making progress on security and political reconciliation, Nick.
A ruling from the Supreme Court this morning that could lead to shorter prison stays for many California inmates. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Once again, the High Court is telling judges you can't beef up prison sentences unless a jury first considers the facts behind your decision. And those facts must be established beyond a reasonable doubt.
The court has been going in that direction for a while, and this continues that trend.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen on this California case.
The ruling impacts California, and it further jeopardizes laws in other states.
While California claims thousands of sentences might have to be shortened, in many instances, improper sentences already have been served. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Ex-heavyweight boxing champ Mike Tyson was in a Phoenix courtroom this morning. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman covered.
The hearing here lasted less than 4 minutes. Mike Tyson appeared calm and relaxed during the brief appearance. The county court commissioner entered a plea of not guilty on behalf of Tyson. The next hearing is set for late February. Tyson's accused of possessing cocaine and drug paraphernalia. If found guilty of all counts, he faces a sentence of up to 7.5 years in prison.
A Washington federal judge has reportedly wrapped up jury selection this morning in the perjury trial of Vice President Dick Cheney's former right-hand man, Louis Scooter Libby.
Judge Reggie Walton has given Libby's lawyers a lot of leeway in challenging prospective jurors who simply do not like the Bush administration. In a divorce case with stakes as high as the profile...
We can work it out. We can work it out.
And then again, maybe not. Attorneys for Heather Mills McCartney are denying newspaper reports that Sir Paul has offered her roughly $63 million to settle their acrimonious divorce. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
It was the new show that became a cultural phenomenon.
Save the cheerleader. Save the world.
And tonight on NBC, Heroes is back. Now they've learned they're not alone.
You know someone else like me?
And the search for more heroes all comes down to one question.
Are you on the list?
The next chapter of Heroes begins tonight after Deal or No Deal and followed by Studio 60. All new on NBC.
And good morning. It's 9:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Search crews are heading out to Waterton Canyon this morning to look for a snowshoer who's been missing for several days. 46-year-old Mel Dinklage from the South Denver area recently took up the sport. He went out Saturday in Jefferson County. Rescuers say they've located his car, but they're not sure which direction he went in. Snow finally moving out of Colorado this morning, leaving behind 3 to 6 inches across much of the Front Range, more in the eastern plains and the mountains. Travel conditions are slowly improving. I-70 from Denver to Kansas open once again after blizzard conditions forced officials to close it yesterday. A Boulder County lawyer will be appointed to prosecute a former Weld County deputy DA accused of making death threats against former colleagues after he was arrested on a drug charge. And a Wyoming couple has returned home from the National Western Stock Show in Denver, but they still have no idea where their 4 prized border collies are. Jim and Patty Chant were at the National Western when their pickup was stolen. 2 male dogs and 2 females were in metal dog carriers in the back of that truck at the time. They don't care about the truck. They just want the pooches back. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still dealing with heavy stop-and-go traffic on I-25, both directions, really in and outside the city. So you want to be prepared for delays. Still have our wrecks in the cleanup. I-70 having trouble. A jam both directions at I-25. We've got multiple spinouts in the Golden area. Had a wreck near Idaho Springs causing delays. They finally reopened I-70 both directions at DeBec and at Air Park. We also have Highway 36 back open from Buyers to Last Chance, so things are looking a little bit improved. State Highway 86 remains off limits from Kiowa to I-70. Security wait time.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
9:07, 7 minutes after 9 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. 32 under mostly sunny skies. Get a podcast of this show at am760.net. I am me at am760.net. Pierce my heart with your word processor, with your computer. Slice my aorta like an onion.
Oh,
John.
Oh, what flowery language.
Slice my aorta like an onion. Slice and dice my left lobe. Welcome to the medical show.
You heard about the greatest National Enquirer cover of all time, don't you?
No, I'm scared to ask.
This was back in the 50s when it was basically blood and guts. You know, it wasn't before it was celebrities.
Yeah, you mean when I wasn't born, but go ahead.
Yeah, and it was apparently a friend of mine who was an old newspaper editor. He had it framed in his house, and it was on Valentine's Day of like 1955 or 56. I don't remember, but I cut out her heart and stomped on it.
Why not? Why not? Sounds like a country song.
I got out of her heart and stomped on it.
Do they still have those newspaper tabloids that have, like, all the weird alien stories and stuff in them in the supermarket?
Oh, the World Weekly News, yeah, yeah.
Kidnapped baby had 7 legs. They still have all that stuff?
Bat Boy still is alive and running around somewhere.
My favorite was the one that used to show Hillary Clinton holding an alien baby.
Stop! Don't pick on Hillary Clinton. What are you? You know, wait. What do you want to get? You want us? You know, just go away. Move down the hall.
I couldn't resist.
Go to another radio station.
They were always running that cover.
We had to go out there. We had to get a bunch of those and come in here some morning and read them. Read the stories and act as if they're real.
Okay.
You should cut them all out and put them in your newscast.
Okay, you got it. That's a deal.
We'll just get on here.
And let people figure out what's real and what's not.
700-foot alien stalks Kansas.
700-foot Jesus stalks Pat Roberts. Oral Roberts. It was Oral Roberts.
Stalks Kansas. Oh, it's Sam Brownback. 303-713-7600. We got two open lines. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about on this Blue Monday. And Mondays usually suck air like a jet engine. Because nobody ever wants to talk on the radio on Monday.
Got a lot of action this morning.
Tuesday through Friday's usually fine.
Today they
Monday's
were
weak. Friday was weak, too. It's cold weather, man. Nobody wants to get involved when it's this cold outside. I don't want to get involved.
The brain waves don't function.
Nothing functions. Well. What? You know, it's like, it's awful out there.
Nice and sunny out there.
Yeah, sure, but there's no sun. Go out there and try to get a tan. You know? You could. I mean, somebody get mad at me for saying this, but you couldn't get melanoma to grow in this kind of weather.
I don't know about that.
No, I mean, it's too cold out there. What is it, about 11?
What do we got now? I'll tell you in just
12?
Centennial, it is 13. Buckley... it is 12.
That's Denver, nice.
In Jeffco, it is 12. DIA is 14. Fort Collins is 7.
Nice.
Greeley is minus 6.
Nice.
Whew.
It's cold out there, man. That's bad. Bad news.
Minus 11 in Gunnison.
A good friend told me this little quote over the weekend, and it's actually pretty witty and pretty true. There is no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear. You're not properly prepared.
Oh, you know what? That's BS. You go live some go live someplace where where the wind chill factor is like 86 below and try to peddle that to me. It doesn't make any difference how much stuff you put on. Your skin freezes on contact with the air.
Well, most people wouldn't live where it's 86 degrees below every day.
Wait a minute. What about Detroit? They have a wind chill factor. What about Fort Wayne, Indiana? They have that in the wintertime. They just haven't had it this winter, but they've had it.
And it's like people that live in Fargo. I think
Chicago?
They got to check themselves because it gets really cold up there.
Oh, like Bismarck and Fargo and all those areas?
Frostbite Falls, Minnesota.
Yeah, which always comes in with the lowest temperature every winter, right? Fargo, North Dakota, yeah. Well, you know,
if you have a warm enough jacket, you can live anywhere.
Now, North Dakota can get grim. They're really grim.
I saw on TV they finally had the ice fishing festival up in Minnesota. The lake's froze enough for them to get out there and cut hold.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
We could have an ice fishing festival here, if you ask me. I'm going to go to Minnesota. You can have an ice fishing festival on my street. See, you know, I am really soured on Hickenlooper. And I know everybody will get me for this, too. They'll all come after me because of the whole handling of the blizzards. 70% of the equipment works. Why not 100%? No parking regulations. People parked all over the place. Nothing that compel people to clean off their sidewalks.
Yeah, he kind of muffed that one, didn't he?
Well, but now we're gonna get roasted by the Hickenlooper supporters.
Well, you know, I was talking to him after all that, and he was saying that, well, what do you want us to do, spend $15 million
on
equipment we're only going to use once every 5 years?
No, but how about having 100% of it running?
That would
if you know something's going to happen.
Yeah.
How about that idea? I don't find that to be too critically innovative.
I think somebody in the Department of Public Works, their head should have rolled over all this.
Yeah, that and the voting.
Oh, geez.
Really? All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Everybody still wants to talk about Hillary.
She's a polarizing figure, which just goes to show what we've been saying all morning.
All right, let's go to Tom. Tom and Aurora, you're on AM760. Go ahead, man.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
You were mentioning earlier Weekly World News.
Yeah.
Well, this week's headline is that Bigfoot is supporting Hillary. I kid you not.
Don't do that.
Oh, it's true, though.
Don't do that.
It's true. I've got to go read it.
I got to go pick this up, and I will bring it in tomorrow. That's a problem.
All right, is it on the Internet? Do they have an Internet site?
Probably. But
you just want me to be in trouble, don't you? You just want it, don't you, Tom?
You're getting your calls today. You just got to keep, you know, bashing some politician on Monday. It works. But anyway, I can sum up Hillary Clinton in three letters. Okay?
Yeah.
DLC.
Oh, Democratic Leadership Committee.
Yeah. Well, they're not Democrats, and they're not leading the party. And basically, the only committee they are is a big business people. Hillary's big business. She's for the war. She voted for the Patriot Act. And she hangs out with, you know, the DLC. Oh, there goes my phone.
Well, tell them to forget it. You're talking to me.
But these DLC, you know, centrist, I'd call them right-wing Democrats, they're not real Democrats in my mind. I won't vote for them, and I think anybody who does vote for them is not a real Democrat. If we get Hillary running against McCain in 2008, it's going to be a Republican versus a Republican light. I wish I could shut this thing off. It's just making too much.
Well, why? You don't know where the off button is?
Yeah. I think I'll hit it with a hammer.
Just throw it up against the wall. Then claim you broke it and get the insurance and get another phone. By the way, we looked it up.
Yeah.
The World Weekly News does actually say Hillary names Bigfoot as her running mate.
There you go.
It says it. I swear to you it says it. People think we're lying.
Well, you know, they had the Bigfoot diet on Weekly World News a few weeks ago. You know,
I can hear people out there saying, stop acting like a right-winger. I'm not picking on her.
Well, it's Hillary who's the right-winger. That's the problem.
Well, she's right-wing to you.
Oh, I think she'd be right-wing to most Americans. I think if she runs against McCain in 08, if that's who we have to vote for, it's Tweedledum and Tweedledee, Republican and Republican life.
I don't know if she'd be right-wing to most Americans. I think she sits in the mainstream.
No, not her views.
Well,
on
not
the
your
war
not
and
not
and
your
corporate.
Mainstream, but
yeah.
Not your mainstream. But I think she sits in the main in the mainstream.
But I think she's pals with Lieberman and our friend Ken Salazar, who voted for the torture bill and who voted for Alberto Gonzalez, who thinks we don't have habeas corpus. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, of course. But you know, Barack Obama. Somebody brought this up to me. That Barack Obama supported Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, I heard that Obama supported that awful. Bankruptcy bill too, and this is something that the Democratic Party has to do. The Democratic Party has to winnow out all these party traitors, and that's what they are. and get down to real democratic values and a real platform, and anybody who doesn't go along with the platform gets kicked out of the party.
Oh, God, you sound like a Stalinist.
What?
I mean, what do you mean? Can't we have room for everybody?
We can have room for every
Democrat. Except for Joe Lieberman, because I don't like him?
Well, we can have room for every Democrat, but when you go across that line...
But what are we going to do then? We're going to have... But wait a minute. Then what are we going to do? We're going to have like a credentials challenge?
Maybe that's what we need. If you've got Democrats who are voting with the Republicans all the time and are voting against their own party nominee like Lieberman did, somebody's got to stand up. And that's the problem. The Democrats don't have any guts anymore. And if the Democrats can't even maintain their own party and kick out the party traitors like Lieberman and Hillary and Ken Salazar.
But you can't do that.
Why not? I think if the Democrats
There's got to be room for everybody, doesn't there?
Not everybody. That's why there's a Republican.
But wait a
party.
Minute. Who sets the agenda about who's right and who's wrong? And then we're getting, you know,
the party. The people do.
That sounds like Fidel Castro to me.
I was going to say this starting to sound a little Stalinist.
Yeah,
I'm not trying
right.
to be Stalinist. I'm trying to give the party back to the people and take it away from the leaders.
You know what? Yeah, but you know what the answer to that is? That the people want. If people want the Democratic Party to go in a certain way, then what you do is you get involved and support those people who have the same ideas that you have.
Oh, yeah.
And put them in the leadership positions.
You bet.
And that's what you do. And people who run in primaries and other things. But you don't go, you can't go summarily go around and go like, okay, you're out, you're out, you're out, you're out.
Well, Lieberman's got to be out. He ran against the Democratic nominee.
Well, I agree, but that's
party treason. I mean, that's against the bylaws.
I agree, but that's a whole different set of reasons other than having divergent viewpoints like Hillary might have from you or me.
Well, I think it's more than a divergent viewpoint. I think she's over on the Republican side, frankly.
Yeah, according to you, but I don't think I don't think a large majority of people view her that way.
Well, I think if they knew the facts about her, they would. All you got to do is go to the DLC website and read their stuff and say, "Is this the kind of Democratic Party?"
Yeah, but you know what? But they have a right to be involved in the Democratic Party, even if we don't like them. They have a right to be involved. Well, you can't turn around and say like you can't be in. John's right. John M's right. That's too Stalinistic.
Well, if they can get the votes to support their side, then it's their party. But I'd like to think that most Democrats in this country do not support the DLC, and they do not support the kind of policies that Hillary espouses.
Well, you can be like my friend Tommy the Commie in Chicago and vote constantly for third party candidates who have no chance to win.
Oh yeah, well that's the thing.
Your vote away.
That's why I think we need a revitalized Democratic Party and get rid of the dead wood and somebody to actually vote for.
Well, if enough people agree with you.
Yeah, then get involved.
Okay.
Go do it.
Thanks.
All right, Tom.
Bye.
Well, that was an inspiring conversation because now we have all lines open at 303-713-7600. Everybody dropped like flies off that one. Okay, too much polemics?
Tommy the Commie.
Hmm. Yeah, my friend Tommy the Commie. Yeah, what about Hillary and Bigfoot in 08? We're taking your calls now.
I gotta pick up that issue and I'll read the entire story tomorrow morning, I promise.
We'll read it all on the air tomorrow. What's happening to my voice here? Yeah, we'll read it all on the air. Oh, God. That's what the Weekly World says, okay? Don't call up here and go like you're making fun of her again. And don't send me emails about me making fun of her. I'm not. That's what it says. The World Weird World Weekly News or whatever.
I thought her running mate was going to be the Bat Boy.
I thought it was going to be the Wolf Child.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com. Today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Meeting rooms, receptionist, and IT pros? Hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Nine, 25 minutes after 9, mostly sunny, high today 32. Jay Marvin, John M., John Turk.
Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Cold out there. Dance all night, play all day. So cold you want to take your furniture and break it into firewood. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. Let's go to, everybody wants to talk about Hillary. But here's Mark in Denver, says she's no Republican. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. Oh, that last guy's killing me, man. First of all, I'm a Republican, and there's no way Hillary's a Republican. If Hillary's a Republican, then I would say China is an exemplary state of human rights. The guy's insane. And then as far as him saying that Lieberman and whoever votes against whatever the party line is, they are cowards or whatever. They don't. It takes courage to do that. That guy's a lemming.
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. Let me rise to his defense though for a second and say that what he was saying about Lieberman running against Ned Lamont, who won the Democratic primary, he's right about that. Lieberman should be kicked out for that.
I'm not disagreeing.
And
with
the
that
Republicans,
point.
The Republicans would do exactly the same thing.
I'm not disagreeing that point. I'm saying he's saying Hillary and whoever votes against whatever the party line is, that it doesn't take courage to do that. It takes more courage to go against what your party does and to go out on your own than just to follow the toe the party line and be a lemming.
Okay, would that also go for like Chuck Hagel on the Republican side?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, if you're doing what your constituents want, and I don't think that guy necessarily represents the entire Democratic Party. I think he's more of a, I don't know, Ted Kennedy, John Kerry type of leftist.
Who?
Than the last caller.
No, see, I don't think I don't think that fits in with Ted Kennedy or John Kerry. I don't think John Kerry or Ted Kennedy has ever said publicly in any way, shape, or form that anybody who doesn't, I mean, they have, you know, they have honest disagreements with Hillary Clinton about the war, and they've never said anything about how she ought to be kicked out of the party, or they were critical of Joe Lieberman. But once again, as I say, that's a whole different situation. I don't think that's fair, man. You know, to get into that whole, you know, right wing like type generalization smear bag statement about how, you know, Ted Kennedy and John Kerry are far left. They're not far left at all.
Look at their voting record, James.
Well, I will look at their voting record. Most of their voting record is in the mainstream. I mean, all right.
No,
give me an example.
Their voting record is extremely
all right,
to the left.
Give me an example of that.
I don't have examples offhand.
Well, you made the statement, man. You got to have an example. Give me an example of where they have voted. All right. Supporting the raising of the minimum wage. Is that a far left thing?
I'll give you an example, Jay. John Kerry on the campaign trail when he was running last time, saying that illegal Mexicans should have amnesty.
That's not far left. George W. Bush is talking about a workers' program.
Yeah.
He's on the same page, and he's no Democrat.
I don't think he's a conservative either.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. He's not far left. He's no Democrat. There are a lot of Republicans who believe exactly the same thing.
That's not a mainstream view. And nobody's calling.
He's not calling for amnesty, and that's not what he said. What he said was is that we need a workable guest worker program, and that is not the same as amnesty.
He specifically said amnesty, Jay. I called Turk and gave him the article in the New York Times before you went out on your medical leave. You asked me for proof of somebody
right,
in the Democratic Party.
All right, then send it to me. But still,
I'll look it up on the internet.
All right,
again.
Yeah, you go ahead and look it up again. But still, I'll go back and say what I said before. Those are not far left views because there are Republicans who believe in exactly the same thing in a workable guest worker program.
Well, see, now I believe that the Republican Party is accepting of opposing views even in their party, and they're the all inclusive party because. I believe that that's a far left view to go against what over half of the country feels in terms of amnesty, and that's not a mainstream view, Jay.
Okay, then the majority of the Republican Party would be out of the mainstream when it comes to the war in Iraq.
I don't disagree with that. You're probably correct on that.
But it doesn't make every member of the Republican Party an extreme far right person.
You asked me for one example. I give you one example.
But you know what? That
off
example.
The top of my head.
But that example's not enough. And that was John Kerry. But you never gave me one about Ted Kennedy.
Well,
what I'm trying to point out to you is that these are statements that the guys on the other radio stations make, and then they never follow up, and they never give you an example, or they never say. What is far left and what's just liberal or what's just progressive? And then what everybody's supposed to do is everybody's supposed to cower in a corner when they hear that term, you're a far leftist, and everybody's supposed to go, oh, God, not me, not him. And my point is that's BS. That's BS. A far left senator would be... Bernie Sanders, who is an open Sanders, who's an open socialist, yeah. who represents Vermont. Now, John Kerry and Ted Kennedy and Bernie Sanders would disagree about a lot of things.
Okay, I don't know about Bernie Sanders, so I can't speak to him. I'm just telling you.
Well, you should know these things before you start throwing these labels around.
I just use two people, and you're bringing in people that I don't know anything about them.
But what do you just wait? Let me ask you this before we go to traffic. What do you describe as far left? So let me see if I'm not a far leftist. What do you describe as far left?
I don't.
What would be far left to you?
Well, let's see. For one, I think it's a leftist idea of the death tax.
Oh, you mean the estate tax? So in other words, you believe
that those people who have more wealth and more assets than other people and require more protection and guarantees should not have to pay their fair share in their freight, that only the middle class and the lower middle class should have to carry the freight of the debt of the country. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, well, let's go with 2/3 of all taxes are paid by the top 10% of income earners. Why should somebody that's paying that amount of money's family be punished because their parent died?
Well, number one, when you bring up the 2/3 figure,
yep.
As always, I like to know where that's from. And number two, you're not counting in how much they get in returns. And most people who sit in that income bracket usually make their money off investments,
right,
and other things, not workable income like a wage earner would. And the fact of the matter is that once again, you're skirting the central question about how they require more asset protection and they require more safety and guarantees, and yet you're letting a certain segment of the society get off without having to pay their fair share. And if you go back and look at why the progressive income tax was set up, study what went on in the 30s. We're not trying to forge another gilded age here.
If you have
more, you carry a bigger burden.
That's right. And I was like,
they carry a bigger burden and they pay more money, Jay.
But they don't.
So how are they?
But they don't. They don't, because the IRS spends the majority of its time auditing middle and lower middle class families instead of going after the top 1-2%, and the top 1-2% escape most taxes. Look it up. So that's not gonna, you know, see, that doesn't work. And the whole estate tax thing, there's a cap on that too, which, you know, it doesn't start at like $100,000. It's up in the millions.
$5 million, I believe.
It's like at a $5 million.
That's fine, but by doing that, you're punishing people for being successful.
No,
and
but those
encouraging
people.
Mediocrity.
No, those people are not. But the percentage of those people are not being punished for being successful. They are carrying their burden of what they owe to society to maintain and live in the country that they live in. Plus, many of them are dealing with inherited wealth. How is that being innovative and successful if somebody hands it to you?
Okay, let me ask you this, Jay. I'm assuming that you're not in the...
But if you think that's a far-left idea, I accept that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you're not in the very top tax bracket.
No, nowhere close.
I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that.
No, nowhere close.
When's the last time that you went out and bought a Learjet, which creates jobs, or went out and bought a luxury boat, yacht, which creates jobs?
Luxury boats and luxury jets don't create the kind of jobs in the economy for the things that myself and John M. and others go out and purchase, which create real jobs. We're talking about $32,000 automobiles. We're talking about refrigerators. We're talking about other manufacturing goods. We're not talking about going out and buying a Learjet. That doesn't create enough jobs.
Let me ask you.
That doesn't work.
I'm not in the top tax bracket, and I go out and eat Taco Bell and stuff like that all the time. Now, would you rather have a job building luxury boats and planes and making a high wage, or my lower middle income tax buying Taco Bell and getting you a $7 an hour job?
Well, you know, number one, I don't consider people working at Taco Bell in the middle class, and if you do, you better check out the poverty.
I'm in the lower middle class.
You better check out the poverty rate. That's number one, the poverty line. And number two, I don't know that those people who build their jets make above the middle class. And number three, no, I don't want to go build their jets because I don't have any talent at it. It's not something I'd want to do. All right, we'll continue this conversation at a later date, and I thank you for your input, man.
Good one, Jay.
All right.
You know, there was an insane article in the Wall Street Journal by somebody from the American Enterprise Institute saying that too many people go to college, that they're not smart enough to go to college. And we need masons and bricklayers and cabinetry workers.
Right.
People that can learn skills so they can serve the upper class.
Right. Well, it's Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what this guy was intimating.
9:36. It's 36 minutes past the hour. Gina with traffic.
All right, we've got a multiple wreck situation westbound I-76 from 96 to 144th, including one crash involving a cattle truck. So that stretch may be shut down. You want to plan to avoid it. Not a lot of recovery on I-25. It's still jammed all the way across the city, including through the bridges, where we've got a pretty bad rollover crash northbound near Downing. It's blocking at least a couple of right lanes. You want to expect major backups to the tech center. We're still also jammed north around Highway 7, south near Founders Parkway. I-70 is gridlocked both east and westbound at the I-25 corridor. And thankfully, all of our other highways have been reopened except for one, State Highway 86, from Kiowa to I-70. Weather today, mostly sunny with a high of 32, currently clear and 17. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
This week, Office Depot has all 32-inch HD LCD TVs for only $649.99 after instant and or mail-in savings.
Honey, I bought an HD TV. Now we can enjoy the big game.
Where's all the other stuff?
What other stuff?
You know, HD accessories from Radio Shack. Monster cables, HD antenna, wall mount, and that home theater system.
I forgot.
Let's recap. You forget to take out the trash. You forget our anniversary. You even forget my name.
Well,
I let all that go. But an HD TV with no HD accessories? My parents were right about you.
Don't forget, for expert advice and a big game HD experience, go to your neighborhood Radio Shack.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Energy. They notice all of that stuff. And we tell them flat out. Well, it's because we feed them Purina. And if you care about your dog, feed them Purina. And it doesn't make any difference what age your dog is either. There is a Purina One formula for every age of animal. And you'll get a healthy, high energy level. You'll get bright eyes, clean teeth, and the fresh breath. So here's an exciting offer that you don't want to miss. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Call today. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway.
Denver Rubber Company in Denver reminds everyone this winter to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or an accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This message, sponsored by Denver Rubber Company at 2340 West 2nd Avenue, a custom gasket manufacturer and a master pump distributor. For everything in custom gaskets and master pumps, go to Denver Rubber Company in Denver or call 303-722-2833 for expert service.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is canceling an Amber Alert out of El Paso County. Three-year-old Dante LaSalle Moore has been found and is safe. His father, the suspect, LaSalle Moore, is in custody. The Amber Alert was issued about 8:20 this morning. That alert is now canceled.
Listening to Colorado's progressive voice, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:42, 42 minutes after the hour. High today, 32, mostly sunny. And Jay Marvin here. And let's continue with all the polls. Most people want to talk about Hillary, and that's fine. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. Here's Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'd like to agree with the Stalinist dude from a little while ago. I think there should be a, a narrower, scope of the Democratic Party, but maybe for a different reason. And that is, I think we really need more than two parties in this country. I don't think two parties is working. I think it's failing. I think our constitution's in shreds right now. I think we need more parties. I'll tell you what Stalinist is, and that is in the 2004 election, two of our presidential candidates being arrested for trespass because they were trying to get into the building where the debates were being held, the presidential debate in, I believe it was St. Louis. You know, that's Stalinist.
Well, I'm not sure whether that's Stalinist or not. And as far as having third parties or more than two parties. Yeah, but you know what? It won't work. And the reason it won't work is because not enough people will get involved, and there's not enough people that are interested. And the thing is, here's the problem. The reason that the parties are in the shape that they're in is because look how many people vote every single year. Look how many people vote in the primaries. Look how many people are involved. There are not that many people involved. And let me tell you what you end up getting here. What you end up getting here is, and this is classically true, you get a lot of people who complain, you get a lot of people who bitch, you get a lot of people who yell and moan, but you know what? You ask them critically, well, what have you done about it? And either they'll give you some lame excuse, or they won't bother to answer. And when I'm talking about doing something, I know that people are busy. I know that they have lives. They're trying to raise kids. They're trying to make it at their job. Life's tough in this country. We're working longer hours than we ever did. And that all of those things are going on. But hey, what's $25 towards somebody who you might like? What's spending one Saturday or a couple of Saturdays out of a campaign going and making phone calls or walking door to door? But you won't get people who will do that. But what they will do is they will sit there and then they will complain. And then you get the other problem, which is like, okay, if you don't see it as I see it, and if you don't agree with me, then you don't belong. And the problem with that is who draws that line and who makes that decision? The only way to make that decision and draw that line is for people who feel that way and others who have strong feelings to go once again and get involved in the process. But they don't. But you can't sit there and have a central committee, or you can't sit there and have a judgment committee that goes around and says, okay, you're out, you're out, you're out. It doesn't work that way, man.
Yeah, I know that's a tough call, but I think it's a real problem that
then fix
you
it.
Only get, when you only have two people arguing, I believe that you end up with a debate that doesn't really address the issue.
Yeah, but most third
parties, I think they become both sides of the same coin.
But most third-party candidates do nothing but draw off of one of the other parties and doesn't have the power to ever exert itself electorally on a national basis. So what ends up happening is that you have what you had, like, for instance, with Kerry and Bush, in which Ralph Nader can't keep his mouth shut, can't keep his ego in check, decides to run, siphons off votes from Kerry, and then what ends up happening is we're stuck with George W. Bush. the one thing about politics that'll never change, because it's like mankind, it's like womankind, it's like human beings. You will never in a million years get 100% of what you want. So you have to figure it this way. 80% or 75% is better than 0%.
Yeah. But, you know, the problem with the siphoning off votes, you can solve that with runoff elections. You know, that's not a huge problem that can't be overcome.
But they're not going to do that. And the problem is that you're going to have this whole, you know, I argue with this friend of mine in Chicago about this all the time. I mean, this whole thing about throwing your votes away. So, in essence, really, when you look at it, those people who voted for Ralph Nader essentially helped George Bush get into office. Let me tell you how successful that is. You know how successful that is? They caught the Republican Party and Rick Santorum trying to pull the same stunt in Pennsylvania by funding the Green Party candidate. Yeah. The only thing is that the public criticism was so loud it forced the Green Party candidate to get out of the race. You know, you can't do it, and you can't have Stalinism. You can't sit there and go, Hillary Clinton, J. Marvin, Kevin, whoever, either you see Democratic politics as I see it or get out of the party.
You're not ideologically pure enough.
Right. I mean, we might as well go back to Mao and the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah.
Well, I would sure like to see the third parties at least be involved in the debate. I mean, I think that is wrong.
Well, I have mixed feelings about that. I really do. But I don't think you're totally wrong, but yet on that I don't think you're totally right. But I'm glad that you felt strong enough about this to call in.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to SkiFreeDeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
Covered. With a huge selection of Saab, Volkswagen, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. They got it all. Over 650 vehicles on the lot. And good people, too, to take care of you. Like my friend Marv Al Shearer and Spanky Herrera and Fred Labrato and Gerard Menard. And there's just over 100 people who work daily at Rockies to make Rockies what it is, which is highly, highly successful. They had a great 2006, and they thank you for it, and they're looking forward to a good 2007 as well. So if you're passionate about your automobile, if you really want to deal with people who know what they're doing, then you got to go to Rockies Autos. And don't forget about their matching down up to $1,500, $1,500. You put down $1,005, they put down $1,005, you got three to put down towards your next vehicle. So it's that simple. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit them on the internet at rockiesautos.com. See the inventory for yourself or get on down there to the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer, which she never uses.
She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. To find out more, just call us. The information is free. 1-800-300-7351.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And while I can't visit everyone's living room, I can try. And with a little help from modern technology, I'll be holding live online video chats this week starting Monday. So let the conversation begin. I have a feeling it's going to be very interesting.
All right, there's Hillary, since we've been talking about her all morning. 9:53, it's 53 minutes past the hour, mostly sunny, high of 32. And 303-713-7600. Get podcasts of the show at am760.net. I am me at am760.net. I try to read all of those I can, including the couple of guys who complained. One guy complained that John and I were clowning around too much. And the dough, you know, let's have some substantive talk. You know, my suggestion to you is that maybe you should go to NPR or something. I don't know. I mean, you know, you got to have a sense of humor, and you can't be serious all the time. And if you don't like it, I mean, you know, there's a dial. Find something else. So the way I look at that. And what was the other complaint? I can't remember what the other complaint was. There was another one in there. Oh, somebody got mad at John for his piano legs comment about Hillary Clinton. Well, I can understand that. But I don't think it's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. That person sent an email and said, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Now, you want to hear disgusting radio? There's plenty of disgusting radio out there, and it isn't here. Let's go to George in Inglewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
You had a caller earlier talking about how the rich provide jobs.
Right.
I'd like to, and he's right, but I'd like to put a different perspective on it. And
sure.
This has to do with effort. So you have a lot of people producing something for one person, let's say, a yacht, a $10 million yacht. All that effort by a whole bunch of people is for one person. Look at it another way. Let's say I like this idea, the analog to yachts. So a $10 million yacht, you could have a whole bunch of people building for one person, or all those people could be building a whole bunch of sunfishes, if you know what they are.
Yeah, I do know what they are.
For a whole bunch of people, and they could enjoy learning how to sail on sunfishes for one or two people.
Well, it's
a matter of effort. And where does the effort... It's like the old kings of Egypt. You had a whole bunch of people working for a few people, or do you want a whole bunch of people working for many people?
Well, where he misses the mark there is when you start to get into those kind of items, that doesn't provide enough jobs and it doesn't provide enough opportunity for enough people because there are not enough of those that are ordered. And there are not enough of those that are bought every single year. Like, let's look at it, okay? All right, who do you think, I mean, this is common sense. Who do you think would have the ability to employ more people? Ferrari of Italy or Toyota of Japan? Well, the answer would be Toyota.
Well,
why would the answer be Toyota? Because Toyota sells more automobiles on a yearly basis than Ferrari does. Ferrari doesn't care, though.
Well, that's true, except for this. The Ferrari is so expensive and so detailed that you have a huge number of people building very few Ferraris.
No, actually, you don't. Actually, you don't. If you go look at there's a National Geographic show out there called Dream Factories, and they had the and this is the first time this has ever happened because the Ferrari factory, I think it's in Maranello, Italy, is very secretive, but they let cameras in to look at the process. And while, yes, the building is big and the area is big and there are people in there, a lot of it is automated. And here's the other thing, okay? They don't produce as many cars a year as a mainstream automobile manufacturer.
That's
so they would employ more people.
That's what I'm saying. Here, okay, let's look at it this way. Okay, let's look at cars. you could have a very sophisticated cars like Ferrari, or what you could do is have Toyotas incrementally a little bit more sophisticated. You know what I'm?
Yeah, that would work.
It's where the effort goes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
A few people could get a lot of stuff, or a lot of people could get a little bit better stuff.
Well,
what the labor goes towards.
I see what you're saying, but this idea about trickle down and this whole idea about it doesn't work.
It was bogus.
It is true that the rich buy things.
Well, yeah, but all that effort, middle class, but they don't buy it.
A whole bunch of effort from a lot of people go toward those few, very few people, and they're not so they're producing things for a very few people. They're not producing things for a lot of people. When you brought up refrigerators and stoves and all that, that's the kind of stuff that goes toward a lot of people, and we could make those a little bit better, and the majority could have better stoves or better refrigerators.
Well, I just prefer to look at it this way, that this whole idea about how the rich are the gods and that trickle-down and all of this stuff, and you know what? It's BS, and economics, it just doesn't work.
It was bogus when Reagan brought it up in the
right.
early 80s, and it, for some reason it became adopted as GOP gospel.
You know what? If all these tax cuts work and all this stuff works, why do we have more people in poverty now than ever before?
People need to think deeper about this. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I agree with you. They do need to.
Okay, thank you.
All right. That's it for this morning. You can take your complaints somewhere else because I'm going home. But I love you anyway. Hey, Al is next. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
For sale or for school rental. They're located at 3936 Tennyson in Denver.